Last episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067, and from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop the rock.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Hello,
this is Scott Shannon.
Shannon in the morning.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, come on, Don. Look at the ball.
Here they are.
Wearing the nice matching outfit.
Get out of here.
Hi, boys.
Get out of here. No! Hello. No, no.
Hello. Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy.
No,
himself,
no.
A man of faith, a man of hate,
no.
And his soul torn apart.
Viewer no.
Discretion advised.
Rob Spielak.
There he is.
A professional radio pronunciator from New York City.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Bodily Beverly. And all the ships at sea. Hey, if you look very carefully, you may find a pencil. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob, and hello.
Hello.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Don and Mike's show.
Hi.
New episode on this Friday.
Friday!
April 19th.
Right.
Phone number. Same as yesterday. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And New York on WNEW, 877-692-1027. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, hello.
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 Well, let's see.
Come on.
We got the Newsmaker of the Week coming up.
Oh, good. I'm always looking forward to that.
We've got the Robert Blake story.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe you owe me some money.
And we may have some controversy there.
I know. I thought we might.
Yeah, because now it all came back to me.
We got a woman on the telephone who's drunk.
Wow.
8 o'clock in the morning in California.
My God. She's drunk. That's not right.
Let me just check with her before we...
I've been there.
Before we do anything else. Hello, is this the drunk girl? Hello?
No, this is George.
George, hold on a second. Hold on. Where's the drunk girl?
Hello?
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 Are you the drunk girl?
Mike?
Are you the drunk girl?
Yes.
Hello.
All right, hold on a second. I'll come back to you. Hold on a second.
Stay right there.
First, we're here to tell you...
Hello.
The good people of New York. Well, first, Infinity Broadcasting has decided to cut loose the cash strings.
Oh, they freed up some money.
Yeah, we're buying the ratings now.
Well, God bless them.
Well, all right. We're buying the ratings.
Isn't that wonderful?
And,
like every other radio station in the country.
I'm here to tell you that.
That's fantastic. Where do you boys get that?
Oh, well, I can't tell you.
That's great.
Hello.
Just dial. The bleeding has stopped.
Good.
Yes. For the Don and Mike show in New York.
That's good.
That All I got here is the male numbers, because that's all they care about, is men listening to the station.
Are we beginning now our slow ascent towards mediocrity?
Well, you tell me. Men 18 to 34.
That's the very, very crucial demo for us.
Which they say is one of the goals for the show. You, the good people of New York, and the winter ratings have taken us from a 1.9 share to a 3.3 share.
That's the one I like. That's the one that is the bellwether.
Hello. And then you have the men 25 to 54.
Yes, the all the guys.
This is the real money demo, where we've gone now from a 1.8 to a 2.4 share.
That's slow but steady. I like that. I like those numbers.
So we do thank you for that. Hello. Obviously, we still ain't set the world on fire.
No, you got to try harder, but I like the fact that we've turned that corner.
Yeah. But yeah, they're very happy with the fact that, you know, the male demos, which is what they've been looking for, are finally starting to come around.
Let's join the team and go in for the big win.
So thank you very much, everybody on WNEW. I believe what you've done is you've bought the show another 3 months.
There you go.
New York.
I think so. As long as there's forward progress. It's when we slip back. In a moment's notice, they'll pull the plug.
Right. Hello.
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 So anyway, we're happy about that.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening. And
let's join the team and go in for the big win.
At least the numbers are starting to go in the right direction there.
I think that's from Full Metal Jacket. Is that a peace sign on your helmet, son?
That's all they give a rat's ass about. He says, get the men to listen.
That's a start.
We don't care about the rest. Just get the men, because the men buy the beer and buy the penis creams and
yes, they do.
All of the other fine products that are advertised on this show.
Hundreds of penis creams is
hundreds
what they buy.
Thousands
of penis creams. N-E-W, just dial.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
It's a little flat at the end there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know that jingle? Am I right?
Yeah.
Here we go. At the very end, listen.
Well, certainly it's not strong like this, Mike.
Shannon!
Hello.
Hello.
So anyway.
Hello.
Anyway, there you go. If anybody asks you about the Don and Mike show, you can tell them that among men 18 to 34 in New York, we're just a nun's pubic hair away from the top 10.
That's exciting.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very, very exciting.
Cool. And I think men 25, 54, we moved from 25th. To 16th place.
Keep plugging. Keep plugging.
Thank you very much.
Got a good FM signal. That's all I care about.
Thank you. Thank you for that. You bought us another 3 months, and that is very nice.
That is wonderful news.
The drunk lady. Let me make sure she's still there. Drunk, you still there?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yep.
I'll be right back with you. Hold on a second. We'll be right back.
Have a drink.
We got a hate call also?
Oh, no.
Oh, brother, I don't want to start the show with a hate call. I'm feeling so good. This is George from Philadelphia?
Yep. Hello.
All right, so you don't like the show?
Yeah, it's not a hate call, guys. I don't hate you guys.
All right, now, be gentle.
I'll be gentle. I heard you guys are coming to Philly. I like the morning show with, you know, HS.
Yeah, come on. Just cut to the chase.
Okay, the chase is I've been listening to you guys for about a month. I tried to give you an honest listening to.
Okay, and you don't like us?
So far, you guys aren't making me laugh, man.
All right, well then, goodbye. Go to hell. Change the station.
I mean, that's fine. It's fine.
You told me to be nice, and you're telling me to go to hell.
Because we take our jobs very personally.
So I'm telling you, you're calling me now to tell me you don't like the show. That's fine. Change the station.
I didn't say don't like it. You guys haven't given me anything yet.
Well, here's what I'm giving you.
You know, wait a minute. I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Have you listened to all 4 hours every day?
Yes.
No.
You have not.
Don't tell the truth. Be honest.
I'll tell you the truth, guys. Listen to me.
Tell me that in a month that you've listened every
month.
What?
Not a complete month. There have been...
How long?
About a week and a half I've listened to your show from...
A week and a half?
Okay, so now it's gone from a month to a week and a half.
You don't know the rule. Hold it.
Stop.
Hello.
Month.
No, you have to give the show a full 2 week listen. You know that. We said that at the very beginning. No, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Hey, look, otherwise, you don't get caught up to speed in our little soap opera.
And if you don't...
Thank you, guys.
Well, you just have to work a little harder.
Well, yeah, the problem's with you, not with us.
Yeah, you have to work... It's you... That has to work just a little bit harder, and then once...
I gotta tell you, man, I mean, for a solid month, I mean, not four continuous...
Is it a week and a half? Is it a month? What's going on here?
Is it a week and a half, or is it a month you've been listening to the show in Philadelphia?
All right, let me tell you.
Hold on, just answer that question. Is it a week and a half, or is it a month?
Okay, you said for a solid 4 hours? probably a week and a half. But I've been listening to you guys, you know.
You know, I've been listening to you for 90 seconds, and I've decided I don't like you. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to change the channel.
There you go.
You got it.
Personal there. He got real personal. He had an agenda. You had your agenda. It came through. You couldn't maintain it.
Here's the deal, though.
Funny, man. I tried.
You just got to hear me out for a second.
I've tried to listen to you.
You got
to
hear me out for a second.
Just listen to him.
You really like the show, because if you didn't really like the show, you wouldn't take the time to call up and be part of the show to tell us that you don't like the show.
You guys don't have any substance. I'm trying to give you guys a fair shake here.
Substance? You're talking about talk radio, hot talk radio. You want substance? You've come to the wrong radio station. Listen,
substance insofar as making entertaining me. That's what you guys are here to do.
You are an ass.
Come on, Don.
You're an ass. You're a total ass. If you really didn't like the show, you know what you would have done?
Now you reduced to calling me names.
Yes, that's what I always do.
No, I won't call you names.
Oh. Hello.
I won't call you names, Dick.
You're a dick.
Hold on. Here's someone else from Philadelphia.
You're middle-aged men who are not funny.
We're middle-aged men who are not pretending to be teenagers.
There you go.
Up, my man.
Here is Kim from Philadelphia on WYSB. Kim.
Hi, Radio God.
Hi there.
I just wanted to tell George to go to hell because I listen to you every day, and I think you're hysterical. And I am not a man demographic. I am a woman, and I...
Kim.
Yes.
Get a job.
Yeah, I do have a job. I am a pet sitter. I'm on the road all day long. When I'm in the car, I listen to Don and Mike all day.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Dick.
You're not a dick. You're not very
intelligent. You know what? Don't attack her.
Humor.
I will defend her to the death, yeah. Dick.
Listen. The humor, because these guys aren't funny.
They are hysterical. Where do you come from? Like, do you have a funny bone in your body?
Name one hysterical thing they said on the radio so far.
Are you crazy?
Besides our phone.
First of all, the celebrity burp is hysterical.
Hello.
The contest they have is hysterical. Love that you step is hysterical.
You see, what we have, man.
That's so boring.
What we have is we found a woman who fortunately is a little more intelligent than you.
Now listen.
Okay. So you asked her. You were trying to play your little game with
her.
You know, name something that's funny. She immediately was able to counter with something that was funny.
Listen, George, listen. God bless you. You're a fan of the show. You are a fan of the show.
My 6-month-old is funnier than you guys.
You are a fan of the show.
George, you have an agenda. You're an agenda caller.
Than you guys.
Then prove it to me. Hang up right now. If you don't like the show.
Hey, good, he's gone.
I think he just wants to win something, personally.
Well, you know what? He immediately came to you, you know, and played that game of, hey, name something that's funny. When you experience the show.
I'll tell you something that's funny. Really, and I mean this. I think it's funny when guys who say they don't like the show
can, like, cite everything we've done in the last month.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, that at least it proves that he's listening, right?
That's
right.
Well, you know, and guys like that really, it's been my experience when somebody becomes a negative, active listener, which we get on this show, when somebody calls to do that, they usually have what I call an agenda. That they're number one, probably, you know, they want to get on the radio and hear their own voices first.
He's dying right now. He's loving it. Because we're still talking about it.
Absolutely.
And you're just feeding his ego. But I'm just grateful I got to talk to you guys. I've been calling for a month straight, and this is the first time I've gotten to talk to you, and I love you guys.
Well, good luck. Good luck with the doggies.
Thank you, Kim.
We
appreciate it. Thank you very much. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Great thinking woman.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing? You guys are radio gods.
They are the people of Philly you're speaking of. Thank you, my friend.
I like the vibe in Philly.
Don't pile on that guy. That guy was just one of those dickweeds that... You know, it's like, think about it yourself.
I'd like to meet him, actually. I'd like to sit down and, you know, with people like that, not just on the phone. I'd like to actually meet him.
Hello. As you kiss your ring. Think about it. If there's a TV show that you've watched and you don't like it, let's say you watch The Osbournes and you don't like it,
mm-hmm.
but you continue to watch it.
Right.
And then you call MTV mm-hmm. and you say, I hate The Osbournes.
Mm-hmm.
But I've watched every episode,
right?
And I'm just calling to tell you,
mm-hmm.
I hate the show.
It's the way I felt for years and years about Diane Sawyer.
You know that. You know that.
I mean, I hate her, but I watch her.
Yeah, the people at MTV would put that down as one in the, that's... That's one of the win columns.
Absolutely. You know, during that interview with Rosie O'Donnell last night, she had the old lady rouge happening. Did you see Diane Sawyer? Did you see those cheeks that looked like a 90-year-old woman who put the rouge on?
Did you hear Rosie talking about how her dead mother left her a box of tampons?
I was pretty much ready to really go into the bathroom and stick a finger down my throat.
Hello, here's another call from Philadelphia. Tony.
Yo.
Yo, Tony.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm Tony from Clifton Heights. Listen, that guy's just lame. You know why?
Why?
Because the brothers and sisters are running Philadelphia.
Yeah!
That's right. Right on.
Right on!
Something else.
Thank you.
You guys still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a mistake what Mayor Street said. He didn't say running Philadelphia. He said the brothers and sisters are ruining Philadelphia.
I didn't say it.
Get out of here, would
you please?
Hello.
Get out of here. Okay.
No.
Hold on a second. Oh, we got the newsmaker.
Yeah.
Yes. We got the newsmaker of the week standing by.
I think I saw the newsmaker's right arm next to Buzz over there.
As you know, every Friday on the show, we do try to stay topical. We try to bring in the hottest possible newsmaker of the week,
right,
to do an exclusive interview with. And this week, ladies and gentlemen, please join me as I welcome the person who's been on everyone's mind recently. When I say this celebrity is hot, I mean it. Please join me in welcoming the one and only, the grand lady of highs and lows. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mother Nature.
Hey, Mother Nature's here.
Wow. Hey, what's that old crap, asswipe? I'm as young and beautiful as ever, and I will turn your lawn browner than Jeremy Coleman's underpants faster than you can say dead fish.
Wow, now listen.
Mother Nature.
Take it easy, my lady.
Hey, I feel, asswipe. As you can tell from this week's outlandish heap, I am one pissed off bitch, and I don't care who knows it.
Now listen, what brought on the record heat wave throughout the East Coast? Yesterday it was 97 degrees, and it's only April.
Well, what people don't realize is that the heat wave was caused by a combination of Buzz's blazing bong and your incredibly big, smelly ass.
Now listen, Mother Nature.
Wow.
Settle down.
She's upset.
Well, I don't even know why I was booked on this piece of crap radio show. You know, I could be doing an interview with Scott Shannon right now.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Right now. Mother Nature, please level with me, really. No more insults, no more kidding around. What has caused the manic fluctuations in our temperatures this year?
Well, Captain Aswep, I'll be frank with you. I'm having a vicious six-month menstrual cycle. I mean, yeah, normally when my period comes, I just cause a hurricane in Florida or a volcanic eruption in Hawaii.
Wow.
But this is the mother of all times of the month. Right now, I need a pad worse than Michael Mara.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's a big pad.
Yeah, you're a bad.
I can understand. Yeah, you don't have to explain it.
Mother Nature, I am shocked. I have always assumed that a volcano...
Oh, dear.
Yeah, a volcano spewed red-hot magma.
Nope. That's me discharging my spent useless vaginal livings.
All right, I see. Then what is snow? Certainly not frozen water vapors.
No, Senor Dumbass. Snow is a combination of my pubic dandruff and my peeling scabbing back skin.
Wow, that is quite a wintry mix.
Wow.
And it goes against every weather theory I've ever heard Al Roker talk about.
Roker, that fat sack of ass on the Today Show, he's not fit to lick my glorious taint. All weathermen are douchebags. Only I can predict the weather.
I agree with Mother Nature there.
For example?
Well, I control the relative humidity by crossing and uncrossing my legs. Here, I'll show you. I'll show you right now.
Oh, man, it got sticky in here.
Oh, sweet release.
Is it me or you feel it's getting warm in here,
yeah,
right?
Very much so, yeah.
Very
sweaty.
Warm.
Well, your bed is getting warm. I'm spread eagle over here doing myself with Bob Ryan's golden snow shovel.
Can you hold off on pleasuring yourself, please? We are doing a live radio interview.
All right. Make it quick, because if I don't release soon, there'll be a major brush fire in Kansas. I'm flooding in deep south. and Sacramento, California will fall into the sea.
Hey.
All right, I'll keep it short. Let me reset here. We are joined,
Hello.
We are joined today by the real mother of all mothers, Mother Nature.
Mother Nature.
And remember, Asswipe, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Hey, now, that's right. You have not been in any TV commercials since you were in those margarine commercials in the late 1970s. How come you haven't been booked for any spots?
Well, that's because of my dickhead agents. They suck. Have you heard of them? Their names are Ephraim, Coin, and Ephraim. They're as useless as Topper Shuck's weather forecast. Damn, I hate that midget on Channel 9.
You know, you should get rid of that agency, your agents. They suck. They, believe me, they're the worst.
Well, I'm going to take care of them. You know, a nice hailstorm in their main office in Chicago, and a tropical disturbance in case the old man is in Boca Raton. And on the off chance Donald Ephraim is vacationing, I have a killer sandstorm for Egypt up my anal clap. I'll pull that one off my ass, and they'll never find his tired old bones.
So, I like the laugh. Talking about killing our agents. So,
you
so your weather patterns are simply based on your moods?
Yes, yes, yes. I love to F with you little brains. For example, you think a heat wave is a result of the Earth's axis tilt in relation to the sun?
Yeah.
Well, I just like to screw with real fat people. You know, damn, it's so funny to watch them sweat. Especially morbidly obese people like Kathy Whiteside from Oldies 100.
You hate Kathy Whiteside from Oldies 100?
Yep, I hate all people, fat and skinny. You know, let me ask you this. Do you know why I cause blizzards?
Mother Nature, why do you cause blizzards?
Well, to watch you idiots run to the store and line up for useless supplies. Now, what a bunch of dickweeds you are. You know, I make it rain to piss off people who just wash their cars. You know, and if I'm really feeling cruel, I whip up a hailstorm at the leper colony.
Oh, wow. Whip up a hailstorm at a leper colony. What good does that do?
Well, you know, I laugh and laugh the next day at the lost and found area. I mean, you should hear them. They go, duh, have you seen my ear? You know, it got up top my head last night during the hailstorm. Duh, I'm a leper. You know.
I want to tell you something. You are not a nice Mother Nature.
You are a crappy disc jockey. And, you know, I've got to go soon. There's so many vacations I've got to ruin.
All right, now, ruining vacations. Do you do that on purpose?
You bet, as much. hasn't Mike O'Mara just bought a little place in Florida?
Yeah, Mike bought a little condo down in Tampa area.
Yeah, I did, Mother Nature.
Nice, soggy condo. Yeah. Well, let's hope he's up to date on his flood insurance. And Don.
Yes.
Get ready for the first earthquake in the history of Ocean City.
Oh, no, that's where we have a vacation home. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. A tidal wave will screw up the Ripley's Believe It or Not museum you love so much on that goddamn boardwalk. You know? And you can wave goodbye to your beloved trash's french fry stand. You know? And you know what, Don?
Yeah.
Next up, England!
What else do you have in store, Mother Nature?
Well, not much. Just a massive cold front around the houses of some pretty well-known people.
Like, all right, here we go. Like who? As if I didn't know.
Well, like Dick Cheney, Tony Siragusa, Britney Spears, Kyle Ripken Jr., Rush Limbaugh, Ozzy Osbourne, Michael Jackson, Black Peter, Liza Minnelli and her gay husband David, Paula Poundstone and her 15-inch toddlers, Dan Rather, and some others that Don and Rob couldn't remember.
Mother Nature, are you aware that all of the people that you just mentioned, they all have full-blown AIDS?
You bet. You know, and they're going to need an awful big quilt when my cold wind starts augusting. I better get busy because I got to do some more blowing than Monica Lewinsky.
What a horrible, untimely thing to say, Mother Nature.
F you. My breasts are sagging and my ass is killing me. I got to get out of here. My vag has a pressing engagement with Bob Ryan's Golden Snow Shovel.
Whoa.
Yes, and your show sucks. And it's said to you right now, good day.
But Mother Nature, what
I
about
say
the
good day?
The pollen count. She's gone.
Mother Nature, ladies and gentlemen.
Mother Nature.
I like it when Mother Nature laughs. That makes me smile. There goes Mother Nature leaving Buzz's studio. Oh,
she beautiful. Does. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she. I love her dreadlocks.
You think it's steamy in there?
Mother Nature. Pretty amazing.
Donna Mike Show Newsmaker of the Week.
Mother Nature.
There she is. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Mother Nature.
Mother Nature.
Mother Nature. Okay. Oh, we got a drunk girl on the phone.
Yes.
Oh, but first, Rob, you got the Robert Blake bet?
Yeah, I do.
You have the original bet?
Do we have all the details?
Well, now, here is what Rob wrote on his Post-it note
all right.
from What's the Date?
You know what? I don't have the date. I just know that the day it happened, we made this bet. I wrote it down and put it above my desk, and
right.
It says this. A $50 bet. Don says Robert Blake pulled the trigger. Mike says Robert Blake hired it out.
Okay. Right.
All right. So then the bet,
continues until, I guess, like the trial, right?
Right.
All right, good.
Okay.
Good.
I thought for sure I won.
you came in today.
I thought for sure I won.
You owe me $50.
You owe me $50.
As soon as he was arrested.
Right.
But, I'm going to go a step further. Do you have the story, Buzz?
Yeah, I do.
Because if the charge is solicitation of murder, then you can pay me right now.
What is the charge?
They're charging him, Robert Blake, with the actual murder.
Well, hello.
You mean that he pulled the trigger?
Yes, that's what the police are saying. I think technically I could pay off right now. And you made your bet on about May 5th of last year.
So what is the story? What does it say?
The police believe that he felt trapped in a marriage and that he pulled the trigger. They have arrested his bodyguard on conspiracy charges, but they believe that Blake was the trigger man in the murder of Bonnie Lee Bakley.
I think they're going to find Bonnie Lee Bakley guilty
of being hot. Bonnie Lee!
So I guess I still should wait. Now, should I wait till he's convicted?
Yeah, wait until he's found guilty.
All right. Okay.
He'll give us some nice fodder.
Yeah, we'll talk about it during that. And I will be his biggest defender.
Of course you will.
Which will be a nice twist.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right, the drunk woman on the phone.
Yeah.
Let me see which line.
Hello, drunk lady.
Hello. Let me see. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Dylan.
Hi, we're doing great. Who is this?
This is April.
And April,
it's April in April.
Now, wait a minute. It says it's 8 a.m. You must be calling from California.
Hello.
Hello. You've been drinking all night?
Kinda.
Well, what's going on? What can we do for you?
What do you mean, kinda?
Well, I'm calling from KCAL.
KCAL? What is that?
KCAL is the San Luis Obispo affiliate that still sucks.
You're at the radio station?
No.
Oh, but that's the affiliate you listen to the show on?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and what can we do for you?
They still suck.
Okay. What can we do for you?
She's drunk, Mike.
Yeah.
I think she's just...
Hello.
Why are...
8 mother effing in the morning.
Why are you drunk at 8 mother effing in the morning?
Because I actually work in an accounting firm, and tax season is officially over.
So
I'm just done.
When did you start drinking?
I actually started drinking at kind of 7 p.m. Thursday night.
Well, no, today's Thursday.
No, today's Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Don.
It's Friday. You know, yesterday I forgot how old I was.
I'm reality.
Wow. I swear to God, I've been through the whole day.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on.
So she's talking about the fact that she started drinking last night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but more importantly,
it's Friday, Don.
I've gone through the entire day waking up thinking it's Thursday.
Isn't that a nice treat?
Wow. It's Friday.
Yay. It's Friday. Happy weekend.
That's why we have the Newsmaker of the Week
on. There you go. Absolutely.
It's Friday.
That's why you have Low Budget Jeopardy up there on your little thing.
I got it written down right in front of me. Low Budget Jeopardy, Friday, April 19th.
Yeah. Jesus. Today.
All right, so you've been drinking since 7 o'clock last night.
P.M.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and what have
Not A.M., P.M.
What have you been drinking?
Beer.
Did you sleep last night?
No.
Up all night drinking?
Yep.
How many beers would you say you've had in the last 13 hours?
Buzz?
Yes?
I would actually say 3 times 4 is 12.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
She's fine.
13, 14.
You sound fine. I mean, you sound a little buzzed, but you certainly don't sound like you've been partying since 7 o'clock last night.
Are you drunk enough to touch yourself?
Throw the soup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your first name, honey?
April.
April.
Oh, April. Hello.
Hello.
Like the month.
April. Like the month. Uh-huh. April, would you describe yourself to us, please?
Shoulder-length blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Works in an accounting firm.
Yes.
Yes.
Done with tax season.
Yeah, continue, continue the physical description, please.
Okay. I appreciate that, Mike.
No problem.
Who's
She's very lucid. She's very sharp.
Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
Back in the day, when I was in my very early 20s, I was told the girl from Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Rebecca De Mornay.
Yes.
Okay, really? Back in the day, was that about, was the day about 30 years ago?
No, the day was about 15 years ago.
15 years ago. Well,
okay,
that's not
so
bad.
You look like a modern day.
She's got me in the gun sight.
Hello. So you're a modern day.
I've so been drinking.
Rebecca.
Mike's in my guns.
Yeah, that's okay, honey. I like you, April. I like you.
I would actually say Helen Hunt.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
Baby.
You got a boner? Thing on that?
Yeah.
Really?
You know I got a thing for Helen Hunt.
What are you wearing, April?
Man in a drunk
hat. I'm actually wearing my drunk issue, my drunk clothes.
Your drunk issue.
Home for days.
What?
Tax season is over.
Yeah,
you know my PJs.
That's how you know she's really drunk.
She's fine. So what are you wearing?
I know. You guys are saying I was lucid, but I'm not.
No, I think you're sharp for drunk. I mean, you're the kind of drunk that I'd enjoy talking to. I feel like I'm talking to myself.
Oh, really, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, I feel like I'm talking to you.
There you go. I think,
yeah,
we, got
some, going.
I think
gonna,
we got something going on here.
I feel like I'm talking to Mike, too.
Hello.
I'm actually in, like, flannel PJs.
Yeah.
Flannel bottoms.
Uh-huh.
A white T-shirt.
Oh.
Purple slippers.
Oh.
Nothing special.
Uh-huh. How about your,
I'm just hanging.
How about your boobies?
Your cans.
30, 60.
30. Oh, my.
Now they,
that's fantastic.
Do they still have life to them?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you,
hello?
Just for the sake of argument, why don't you get out of that T-shirt?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take off that that puke-stained shirt.
Not puke.
You didn't puke?
No.
Okay, well, get out of that T-shirt. It's probably...
I have cat hair, maybe, on it.
Yeah. Oh, you
puke.
Have cats? Do you have cats?
Yeah, I have
What are your
cats.
Pussy's names?
I have Callie and Shadow.
Ah, two nice pussies.
That's lovely. Which is your favorite pussy?
Shadow.
Shadow. Shadow pussy.
My girl.
Shadow the girl pussy.
Shadow pussy. All right, cat.
Then
I take the tongue boat to Tuna Town.
Wow. I love you.
Some people guys with that.
Oh, that
I tell you
funny.
Something, I think I love you.
The tongue boat to Tuna Town.
I think I want to bring you into my marriage.
Wow.
as the third
Do
part of my marriage.
Do you guys realize that I'm the girl that Charlie Stossel lost to?
That Charlie Stossel lost to?
In what regard? Charlie Stossel, our movie reviewer.
Yeah.
You like
because
women.
Because he lost to a girl who chose one small appendage for another.
So are you a lesbian?
No.
Okay.
But
I'm confused.
You like meat. You like the man meat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Baby.
Did you get out of that T-shirt yet?
No.
Take it off right now. Take it off.
No, go ahead. Take it off.
Take it off.
Hold.
No problem. We're not going anywhere.
Hold for 5 seconds.
No problem. Right, we'll listen to it. Talk. Yeah, there she goes.
Okay. We'll just talk for 5 seconds.
This is good.
Okay. I'm back.
Are they free?
Free and swinging.
Touch them.
You gotta get ice cubes.
Touch them.
I live in the MF country.
You live in the country?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, you don't have ice cubes?
You don't have ice cubes?
Cal.
What?
Sucks.
That's our radio station.
That's San Luis Obispo.
Will you do me a favor? Would you
suck?
Would you rub the telephone over your love bumps?
For real?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, please.
I'll do that.
Please.
Give me 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
You got it.
One, two, three.
Wow. Sounds like a little hair.
Okay.
How was that for you?
Fantastic.
Now would you put the phone down there?
The guy told me he wanted me to stir the soup, and I was like...
Yeah, stir the soup and use the phone. Just use the telephone.
No.
No, come on.
It's just your phone. I mean, unless you're not at a payphone, are you?
No.
Put the part of the phone that you're talking into.
Hey, there's a topless woman in a payphone with flannel pajamas.
Down there and stir the soup with that. Please?
Tell me that please? What I choose to say isn't more erotic than down there.
Nope.
Stirring the soup.
Not a chance.
No.
Hello.
Hell no.
Please?
Shut the head up.
April.
You know what I'm saying.
We know what you're saying, April.
We got one here. We got us a live one here.
I like
what
April.
You got?
I like love April
you.
A lot.
I don't like you. I love
hey,
you.
Hey, Don loves you, and I like you a lot.
I love you. We love you, April.
Me love you a long time.
Me love you a long time.
Fantastic.
And?
Sucky, sucky.
$50, make you holla.
Hey, me so horny. Anything
but.
You want.
But tell me that stirring the soup is more erotic than just extemporaneous issues going on here.
No, I bet you could talk. You could talk about sex, and it would probably be more erotic than stirring the soup.
However, if you talked about sex, we would have to delete you out.
Yeah, right. A lot of it probably.
Well, I could kind of skirt around the issues.
Why don't you try?
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Talk about what you enjoy. And do it in such a way where we won't have to hit the delay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I enjoy the tease,
mm-hmm.
the tiggle bitties.
Yeah, right. Good.
Being rubbed.
Yeah.
And licked.
Very good.
And
yeah.
Heads in. Back
what?
And forth.
What was and that? What was that one?
Heads in. Back and forth.
Are you talking about fitty tucking?
You like fitty tucking?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's gone beyond love now, hasn't it?
Oh my God.
I'm sitting on my back porch with no shirt on, dude.
Oh, good! Good!
He's going to call for Rob in a second.
Rob.
I'm going to be able to
what's
tap Rob.
Rob gonna
I'm
going
to be able to turn around and tap Rob on the shoulder.
You want a whore from Rob?
You're no whore, honey. You're not a whore.
I know.
No. You're not a whore. You're
not
sexy.
I know. I'm not worthy.
Sexy little bitch.
Keep telling
sexy little
like.
Drunk 8 a.m. California bitch.
Keep talking about what you like.
I like the backdoor action. Sorry, Dawn. I'm so sorry.
Fantastic.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong at all.
No. Oh,
April.
In my world, there's nothing wrong with that.
April, really? I had such high hopes for us.
I know, Don. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, he's playing a funeral dirge for you, April.
Oh, no.
Well,
that's okay. There
when the bagpipes start, then I know I'm done.
No, you're doing just fine, April.
I really appreciate the fact that you guys are letting me hang on.
Oh, no. Oh, you're being very entertaining, April.
You're very nice.
The actual thing that I wanted to kind of promote or take a part of.
Yes.
I know. I don't want to be a pill.
No, go ahead. You're not being a pill.
A pill.
You're not being a pill, April.
You guys, you get me through tax season.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you.
You really do. I process Schedule A's, Schedule
April,
C's.
April, baby, think about this, though. You know where you like to have sex?
Yeah.
When you eat food and you digest food.
I know, you just don't get it.
That's where the food comes out, honey.
I know.
Honey, that's where the food comes out.
But you want your girl to go where love comes out. So, you know.
She's got a point.
It's all good.
It's all good. She's got a point, Don.
So, you know.
Well, she's talking
you
about
want your girl
she's talking about
love.
Where a girl goes number one?
No, she's talking about you want your girl to go where love comes out.
Yeah.
Of course. You mean on me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course
exactly.
I do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Of course I do. But
all
love,
about
but,
love.
Okay, but the love that comes out of a man out of the front is highly different than the love that comes out of the back of a man.
You're right. You're totally right.
Okay?
It is a totally different scene.
Right.
I totally agree.
Okay.
You get crisp apple love in the front, but
wow.
You get good, healthy love in the back.
Hello.
Crystal.
Hey. interesting.
She is a pistol.
Even though you like it in the...
Whatever you want to call it.
Even though you like it in the butt, I still love you, April.
I love her, too. I've gone
from
liking
a lot. That, Don.
I have gone from liking April a lot, and I've moved into love now.
Well, Mike, now listen, are you ready to propose to her?
No, I can't, because unfortunately the papers aren't signed yet.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be illegal for me to do that right now.
Mike.
But I love you,
you
know
what you could do like you did in junior high, though?
What's that?
Hold on, April. You can give her a pre-engagement ring.
Like, or I could pin her.
Mike.
I'll pin you, April. Yes, April. I'm listening.
Where's Charlie?
Do you want to talk to Charlie?
I do.
You do. Do you like Charlie, April?
I so love Charlie.
Hello?
I'm sitting in my backyard with no top on.
Hi, April.
Charlie.
Hello, April.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Talking to April, and she's got her boobies hanging out.
This would be an erotic experience.
In the sun.
In the sun. I love you, April.
April, we had to use the delay on you. April, you can't drop the F-bomb, April.
April said I was so effing
so sorry.
Cool.
All right, April, listen. Honey, we got to go to a break.
Okay.
Let me just say that you have the invitation to call the show anytime.
Absolutely. I love you.
I actually want to...
What?
I actually want to...
I don't know.
I thought I heard something.
I'm sorry. Retire myself.
You mean retire yourself from the show?
Yeah.
No, you gotta get drunk. Gotta get drunk all the time and call us all the time.
Absolutely, April. No. You are highly entertaining.
Can you let me give myself to the next break?
What do you mean?
For like 2 minutes.
Wait, you want to come on during the next break?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I got to do a contest though. But
okay.
But hold on.
Yeah. You sit tight. Have another drink.
You can talk to the contest caller.
I want to talk to Charlie.
Charlie's right here, April.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, April.
Hold on, April.
April.
Hold on, April.
You're okay, so honey. Horny.
Hold on, April.
Love you long time, Charlie.
Wow.
Yeah.
She loves Charlie.
We got us one there.
God, that cracks
we
me
got
up.
Us one there,
that's
man.
That's for sure, I guess.
Hello,
so.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi.
I just have a question since I love you guys so much. I'm just worried about you, Don. You're forgetting how old you are, and you're forgetting what day it is. You ain't going to see now.
Yeah, I know. Listen, trust me, I'm concerned about that. But April brought me right back down to earth.
That's what I'm talking about.
I won't
about
mention
it.
The fact
I think
that
I'm going to come out with my own video. I'm going to have the Countdown's Gone Wild.
I won't mention the fact that you forgot April's name there, too, for a minute. there was another little one there, you know.
Hello.
It's a little mini stroke.
Got in my show.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm a new listener from South Philly.
Hi.
And I was originally calling to discourage the promotion of drunkenness on the radio, but right now I got to tell you, I'm popping wood.
Yeah. No, it's the burp.
Oh,
the burping guy. It's the burping guy.
He disguises his voice better than most.
You still get this?
Who are you calling?
My wife.
Are you going to let her know?
Interesting timing.
It's April, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave her for April.
It's April.
Hey.
Yes, I'm still within the listening area.
I know you are. I was calling. Originally, I was going to invite April to join us, but then I found out she's into hot backdoor action. So she's out.
All right. All right, my baby. You just keep it. You should really work on keeping it a little cleaner. And I'm not going to tell you my schedule because I have a feeling that when you know I'm getting my hair done or I'm
going to eat or something like that,
everything degenerates.
No, no, here's the thing. My wife is really seriously having a mental breakdown. So she is going up to her mother's house for a couple of days.
Just join the club.
Just for some R&R. Okay? So
my mom would welcome you, Mike.
Thank you,
Theta. I know you think that I'm talking dirty to this girl because you can't hear, but I know that you can hear from D.C. to Baltimore to Ocean City. That's why I'm calling you. I want to introduce you to April.
I don't... No, thanks. I'll pass.
Please, just say hello to her.
No. I went back to my CDs because I was afraid there was soup stirring.
Honey, she wouldn't listen. Just say hi to her. Hey, April.
Hi, Frida. Hi, April. You're making a big mistake with your life, sweetheart. You got it. You'll regret
oh,
this.
Honey, don't.
Over us. You'll be embarrassed. You'll be ashamed in front of your friends. And you'll say, why? You know, I knew it was the end of tax season. I knew I was happy, but I just kept my mouth shut.
Listen. I realize that you're getting on Don's Schedule C. I realize that. That's okay.
I'm getting on its what?
It's Schedule C.
I'm not following, sugar. I'm not. I don't know if we have a bad connection or
really.
I don't know if I'm following either.
I think we have a bad connection.
All right.
I'm on a landline.
All right. Hold on. April.
We have a bad connection.
Oh, that April.
Hold on.
Go for it, April.
All right.
You know, this is the way you want your life,
Dawn.
All right,
hold on, Goldie.
Man,
wow. I was going to fetch a bucket of water there.
All right, honey. Listen.
All right, my darling, have a good time. I'm going to go see somebody I know loves me.
Oh. Hey, would you stop it?
All right.
Would you stop it?
Who? He doesn't ask other daughters to take their tops off.
Who loves you more than me? Come on, you be honest.
Who loves you more than me? But you are very sweet and loving.
I just happened to meet a girl on the telephone who I thought perhaps we could bring into our lives.
And you let her talk to me, and I couldn't even understand what she was saying, and she was saying something mean. And did you defend me?
I didn't, honey. I didn't understand what she was saying. She's drunk.
There's something about taxes.
She's drunk.
All right, my darling, but I think that sometimes you're only really, you are a good husband at home, but I think you have your dirty little secret outlet here. It's like a husband that's good, and all the time he's on the internet pretending like, he's some Romeo. I'm saying that there are plenty of good men. Look at the priest, for God's sake. You think they're good, but they have their dirty little outlet. Well, this is your dirty little outlet, talking to drunk.
Honey, listen. See if you follow where I'm going with this. We have an extremely drunk woman on the phone.
Yes.
I just thought it would be funny to call and invite her into our bed. That's all. I thought it'd be funny.
She's out in California, so logistically it's not even possible.
I'm just goofing around, honey.
You thought that I would get a chuckle out of the idea of a woman coming into our bed.
A drunk woman, yes.
Oh, a drunk woman. You thought that would make me smile. That would give a lift to my day. That's like a dozen roses for a woman.
Yeah, I thought
that's
so.
That's what you thought?
That's what I thought.
Oh, you've got a lot to learn.
All right. I love you, sweetie. I'll see you.
All right. I'll be listening.
I know, but just throw some love my way, please. Thank you.
All right. There we go.
Appreciate that.
I think it went bad when April brought up the Schedule C.
We got another broad on the phone.
Hello?
Oh, now this is not another drunk broad.
Yes, it is. It's Samantha.
Samantha.
You're not a woman.
I certainly am.
No, you're not.
You're not. Here's Jerry from Philadelphia. Jerry.
I just called to tell Frida that we love her husband and that this is just a radio bit.
That's very nice.
Of course. And listen, my wife knows it. I think
she knows, but if she goes to radiogodsforum.net, she could see how much we love you.
Oh, now listen. Come on, would you stop? Would you stop?
Now, radiogodsforum.net is the new outlet. Yeah. Is that the new fan site?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that the guy from New York?
I don't know. Listen, let's not get into plugging websites.
Isn't this the guy that holds up the pictures?
I don't know. I hung up on him.
It's the guy that holds up the pictures.
All I know is that we had the bad experience with the last website.
He was talking to me about it, and he indicates that it is nothing like the other one, but you know that he's the one that comes to bowling. You know the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. You mean the guy who holds up the signs.
Okay.
Hello, Angelo in New York. Angelo. Hey,
tell your wife to get over it, man. Don't take no heat, bro. I mean, you're on the air. You're having yourself a good little career here.
Yeah.
You're trying to have a good time and have a good radio show, right?
Right. Damn right.
She's got to understand that.
You can't push too hard, sir, because you never know how it's going to end up.
Damn right. April.
Yeah.
I can't let you ruin my marriage.
Well.
I can't let you ruin my marriage.
Frida's just not...
I love my wife too much. I love my wife too much to invite you into my bedroom.
No.
I'm sorry, but I will continue to use you as my sex toy on the radio.
Don.
Yes, April.
It's not about you.
No, it's not, is it, April?
It's about Mike.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry,
well,
I knew it. I knew.
Stinking whore.
No, stop it. Don't be jealous.
Rob.
You
don't be jealous. That was Don saying that.
That was me. You.
F you, Rob.
Poor Rob getting your fallout.
I think it was Rob.
You, Rob.
I think it was Rob.
April, I'm here for you, baby.
Mike?
Yes, April.
Can I hear Charlie?
Would you like to hear Charlie one more time?
I love Charlie.
Do you want to hear sexy Charlie?
Could I hear?
Hello, April.
Oh, Charlie.
April.
Mike.
What, April? Why are you being a pain in the ass? What?
I'm sorry.
What?
I just want to hear Charlie being Charlie.
Hi, April.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, April.
Oh.
Say, I love
Charlie.
You, Charlie. Say, I love you, Charlie.
You are so cool.
Okay.
Anyway, see, now you're losing interest.
Yeah, I'm losing interest. So the communication is becoming more difficult.
The only thing I wanted to get across is that I've listened to you. From Jaws FM, Reno.
Yes.
Vivi Skank.
Right.
That biatch.
So drunk.
She is funny, though.
I've listened to you guys for a long, long time.
Long time.
Hello.
And I love you guys.
And we love you. Thank you for calling, April.
You're wonderful, April.
Call anytime, honey.
Can I give you my email address?
No.
No?
No. Because we don't know for sure that it would be yours. No offense.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day, April, and maybe get some sleep.
Thank you, April.
I love you guys.
And love you too.
Rethink that whole anal thing.
I love the anal.
Just rethink it. The next
love
time,
you long time, guys.
The next time you go on number two, think about it.
I'll think about Charlie.
Okay. Charlie likes it too.
All right, bye.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye.
Yeah, but early in his life, that was against his will, boss.
Yeah. Bye-bye. That's when they would take his temperature.
Yeah.
At the home.
Told him, that he had to have his temperature taken like 4 or 5 times a day.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike, my brothers. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hey, we're doing great.
Good. Mike, all I got to say, go for it. Go for it, my friend.
Go for it, Mike.
Encouragement.
Go for it, Mike.
Oh, my God.
All right. Listen, we got to clear the lights out. We got to clear.
Wow. What an opening segment for a Thursday.
F you. F you.
Well.
F you. Okay. Watch it.
Give me your best. I don't care anymore.
No.
You don't care. You don't
no,
want
no,
this.
No, 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 no.
He's being nice to me today.
I'm not gonna
he knows I'm having a bad day.
I'm not going to do it to you.
He knows I'm having a He pulls back occasionally, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not going to do it to you. 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
Oh, my.
Are you ready for this? The cash jackpot is down to $30,000.
Incredible.
Wow. With the secret celebrity burp.
Wow.
You guess the burp, you win $30,000.
Man.
Be the 100th caller, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. Two skintastic movies hit theaters this week. First, 22-year-old Dominique Swain makes her new debut in New Best Friend. The good news is she has a great topless scene during a guy-girl threesome in bed. The bad news is it happens in the last minute, so you have to sit through the whole damn movie. The next flick is Human Nature. Patricia Arquette plays a woman with an excessive body hair problem. If you like babes so hairy you need a weed whacker, you'll love her skin scenes in the first half of the flick. I liked her better in the second half, after the electrolysis. They're finally releasing the 1990 skin classic Wild Orchid on DVD this week. The sex scenes between Cary Otis and Mickey Rourke are so hot, especially an hour and 44 minutes in, that it has long been rumored that they were really having sex. Cary Otis denies it, but then again, who would really admit to having sex with Mickey Rourke? Hey, great news about the Rollerball DVD coming in June. If you saw the theater version, you know that Rebecca Romaine Stamos only showed dimly lit side boobage. The DVD will feature previously deleted nude scenes. You get a little muffin shot in the steam room and a straight-on look at our outstanding Olsen twins. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good parts.
Thank you, Mr. Skin.
Ready?
answer the hot number. Don and Mike.
Let's do that right now. Let's get a call number 100. See if we can give away $30,000. Oh, yeah. Jackpot will go down $10,000 a day.
That's
fantastic.
Fair.
Well, that'll wipe it out pretty quickly.
Until we get it down to a reasonable area.
Like 10 grand.
Within our budget. No, Mike. Think lower.
Like $100?
There you go.
Bingo.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Caller 100.
Yes, it is. And what's your name, my friend?
Greg.
Hi, Greg. Where are you from?
Baltimore, hon.
Greg, you got the 7-Eleven Brews and Berry Slurpee prize pack.
Sweet.
Including the new refillable Slurpee mug with WWFers like The Rock, Steve Austin, Kurt Angle, and The Undertaker.
Kurt Angle?
Oh, thank heaven.
Kurt Angle.
For the 7-Eleven. We love 7-Eleven. Now we're not given clues because the jackpot is so enormous.
Yeah. Well, I think I've got it figured out.
The only clue I've given is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. We'll play you the burp, give you 15 seconds to think about it, identify the burper, and you will win 30 grand.
Okay.
And most likely, I will be fired.
Wow.
So here you go. My job and $30,000 on the line. Don't answer till Mike sings like...
Hey,
speed caller. Name this celebrity burp.
There. There it is. And the more I hear it, the chunkier, the fuller, the richer it sounds, the rounder it sounds. It's right.
And the odds are in my favor, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. For $30,000. Who is that?
Is it Jane North?
Jane North? You mean Dennis the Menace?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
I like that.
Not. But don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Mike, I have no comment on what you have just written down.
Wow.
I have no comment. Stop writing.
I'm not writing.
Okay, I thought you were going to write another one down.
What I was doing, I was putting my pen away.
I'm not going to say if you're right or wrong. I have no comment.
Well, that's not fair.
On what you have just written.
That's simply not fair. I mean, I at least get a chance to play with the home audience.
Flat out tell you, your guess was wrong.
Okay.
It was wrong.
All right.
But watch it.
We are in dangerous territory
here. I guess
so.
Just watch it. I love this story. Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yes.
What a great story this is. They're in trouble because they're selling T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not in trouble because they're selling T-shirts. Everybody sells T-shirts.
Right. Everybody does.
Abercrombie & Fitch is pulling their new line of Asian-themed T-shirts.
Really?
Well, you listen, Mike, and you tell me if you find this offensive.
Okay.
The shirts that cost $25 were in Abercrombie & Fitch stores as late as 2 days ago.
Okay, there you go.
But you could have gone in and bought them. They had pictures of slant-eyed Asians.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like caricatures?
Yeah, like
the old World War II cartoons?
Yeah. Right. And they had slogans that said, Wong Brothers Laundry Service. Two Wongs can make it white.
Oh, wow.
And they had another one.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Walk-in bowl. Chinese food and bowling.
My God. Well, we got to find that place.
Wong Brothers Laundry Service. Two Wongs can make it white. And walk-in bowl. Chinese food and bowling.
I guess they've been forced to pull those out of the store. Here's the chairman and chief executive officer of Abercrombie & Fitch. You thought they were popular.
We thought they were funny.
This is his assistant talking. You know, he says they didn't know what they were doing.
Now,
he doesn't understand why they were offended.
Hold on now.
Right.
Now let Abercrombie speak.
因为你
Fitch, stop it.
你个地方嘛。
Let Abercrombie speak.
不过呢
Fitch is still talking.
即系唔使担心啲人。
Boy, Fitch.
因为咧，
dominant.
我哋中国人，我哋中国知道中国，佢唔会伤害啲人质嘅，你哋放心。
I call it Abercrombie and Fitch. All you ever hear is Fitch.
咩啊？佢想问我咩啊？
哦、oh, ，Hi Abercrombie.
都中我答佢啊？
Yes, this is Abercrombie.
啊、oh, ，佢问你嗰啲每个个飞机撞到。
So they didn't know they were doing wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fitch,
Fitch
is pushing him out of the way. It's Abercrombie again. Oh, no, there's Fitch. No, that's Abercrombie.
No?
No, that's Fitch. No, that's Abercrombie. Hold on.
This is Fitch. All right.
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
I tell you what I'm offended at, really.
What?
$25 for a t-shirt.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the outrage.
That's like going to a rock concert and paying $25 for a t-shirt.
You know, I remember just like it was yesterday, right after the, right about maybe a, 2-3 weeks after the tragedy. It's when the American flags were all coming into the stores finally. Yeah. They were making their way, and I went into one of those fancy stores, you know, this is funny, looking for something for my wife. And, walked in, and there was an American flag, one of those sequined American flag t-shirts, and they were selling it for $300.
Ooh.
And I said, $300. And I remember the lady said,
it's not too much to pay to show your patriotic.
Lonely guys have been with us since the beginning of time.
And what does that have to do with that? I was alone at the time, you bastards.
Okay, all right.
You, well, you heartless said, bastard.
You said bring it on.
I know, bring it on. Yes, sir. It was an unrelated story.
And listen,
Dave.
From the, Philadelphia in the news was our Philadelphia fanfare.
Oh,
we like to highlight Philadelphia every day. On the
every
show.
Time we have a Philadelphia story, you're going to hear this wonderful little fanfare. Yeah. As a matter of fact, midgets come in with trumpets.
There you go. There you go. Oh. Midgets wearing Abercrombie and Fitch shirts that have pictures of Chinese people on them.
Thanks,
guys. Real big teeth.
Thanks, guys. Here's your tip.
And real slanty eyes.
There we go.
And they're wearing the pointed hats.
You, I can give another tip if you want to hit the horns again.
The Apocalypse Now hats.
Oh, here you go.
All right.
Take your skateboards and get out of here.
Let me see. Mayor Street of Philadelphia, as you know, made the statement, the brothers and sisters are running the city.
Right.
Well, someone actually went through and counted all of the people who work in the mayor's cabinet.
Okay.
Do you
Rob
know?
Rob Spiewak did the counting?
Yeah.
Right.
You'd be glad to know, Rob, that 46% of the mayor's cabinet is white.
Mm-hmm.
45% of the cabinet is black.
That seems like completely equally divided.
And the rest is Latino.
Oh,
so,
it's a good mix.
In fact, let me tell you something. The whites are running the city of Philadelphia.
Really?
Well, if you go by the percentage of the mayor's office,
yes,
he has 46% white and 45% black.
You know, I just have one question.
What's that?
Can't we all just get along?
I don't know. Anyway, that's our Philadelphia story of the day.
Very nice.
Who's on the line? Marie. Oh, is this annoying Marie from New Jersey?
Oh. Yes.
Is this the same annoying Marie from New Jersey that always calls us?
No, absolutely not. This is my first time ever calling in.
Ah, thank God. Hi, Marie.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
What are you doing?
I'm laying out in a suntan.
I knew there was some. I just had a hunch. I had a feeling there was something in her voice.
You had a feeling there was what?
I just had a feeling that you were going to be doing something sexy.
Oh, well, of course. Who listens to the station as a female that isn't sexy, right?
Are you topless like the other girl was?
Unfortunately, I live in a townhouse development, and although I think my neighbors would appreciate it, I don't want to get arrested today.
Oh, oh really?
Babe.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Goodness, I would say that chick from Bill and Ted's The Thai Chick.
Oh,
man, I don't, is it?
You know who I'm talking about, though, right? Because I'm Oriental, so I'm Oriental and white, so I would say I make, you know.
Is it like the girl from Wayne's World?
Yes.
Oh,
Zang. Tia Carrera. Oh, my God.
Zang.
Oh, my
Tia Carrera?
God.
Tia
Carrera.
Not to be confused with porn star Asia Carrera.
Asia Carrera.
Who's also quite
Zang.
Yes, beautiful.
Zang.
So what kind of bikini are you wearing?
I wear a baby blue string bikini that ties on the side. You know. That's my choice.
Oh, man. Would you join Frida and I in bed?
Unfortunately, I'm engaged, so I can't do that.
Oh, now you're ruining it.
I'm married.
You guys can still look. You just can't touch.
So provincial.
I might be all right with me, though.
Say?
I wouldn't mind looking.
Just look.
Just looking.
Oh, come on. You guys watch porn all the time. It's all about.
Right. Light. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're actually doing.
Do you watch porn?
Yes, I do.
Do you enjoy it?
I enjoy it very much, especially if someone's there to, you know, make it more pleasurable.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know, that's where I draw the line.
Is it?
For me, again, you know, now this is where we part company with the last girl that was topless or
right.
anything.
Right.
I lost it with her when she said she liked it in the Duke.
I like it in the Duke. I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you.
Oh, you like it there?
Here again.
I do.
Oh, Donna, you're starting to see a trend?
Catch up with the times.
You're really starting to see a trend here.
I think Don should change his mind on that, because I think if enough female viewers call in that he'll understand that.
Or listeners.
No, honey.
Or listeners, yes. Okay. He'll understand that, you know, it's a matter of how you do it to make it pleasurable.
It's an exit, not an entrance.
Right.
Well, if I can agree with that.
I agree with you, ma'am. As do I. Even though I never have experienced that. I have never experienced it, but I'm open-minded.
Well, you know, can I give you a little advice?
What's just that?
I know we're not on the air, so I can give you
advice. No, we are on the air.
Honey, you are on the air.
You've been on the air the whole time.
No, I'm not, because I'm listening to your radio.
There's a
10-second
delay, dummy.
There's a delay.
Oh, okay.
All right,
well,
so you are on the radio.
Okay, well, this is my point. If the woman takes care of business before you guys get down to business, you're not going to have any of those fears that, you know, keep you from doing what is pleasurable.
There you go.
Whatever.
Pretty interesting.
Whatever.
Wow. Boy, we got a nice little trend on the phones today.
Yes, we do. Ron, we got the emails ready? Nope, we do. Okay, let's get to that. Ladies and gentlemen,
time for the computer.
You can email us, donandmike@verizon-uc.com. This feature on the Don and Mike Show brought to you by Verizon Unified Communications. Are you unified? To find out more, call 877-572-UNIFIED. So what you do is you go to your AOL or whatever provider you use, and you write us email to donandmike@verizon-uc.com. And then the computer reads out some of the emails we received in the last 24 hours.
Very good.
All right, these might be, this one is from Friday. Today, Friday, April 19th, 9:49 a.m. Let's go. Here it is.
All the email messages from Jason Hanna. Lukey. It's Robert Goulet. Nice Bolo-Osh. It's Slade from the corner. How about some breakfast? Donnie? How about a fresco?
Now I'm reading it, and I'm going to tell you what the guy was trying to say.
Well, I know he was doing the Hey E, it's Robert Goulet.
It was Lucky, it's Robert Goulet. Then it was Nice Boosh. Then it was It's Lay, Larry King, from the corner. How about some breakfast? And then it was Danny, how about a fresca?
Well, it didn't work. You got to do it differently. I don't know how, because we really can't tell you exactly how.
Oh, let's hear another.
Old email message from Blockbuster Videos. Mr. Source, you are overdue.
Oh, this would be for me now. Okay.
Dear Mr. Source, you have 4 videos overdue. They are Everybody Loves Hot Dogs. G. Gordon Liddy behind the scenes at his studio banging his whore. Hot Men Meet Two. Greatest Teens in Porn. Please return these videos now, you sick bastard. Old email message.
Hi, Jim.
From Jake Ice-T. Hello, Don and Mike. I have a question.
Yes.
Do you guys like porn?
Yes.
Because if you don't, then you are one sick person. I have to go now. I need to go to work. I am a porn star. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Old email message.
That was an interesting one.
I'm dead me.
Sure was.
John. Maybe the dingo ate your baby. I said maybe the dingo ate your baby.
Oh, God.
I am so constipated. That is why my voice sounds like this. I wish I could poo. Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
Okay.
Old email message.
They're getting weird.
From Kramer. You guys rock. Here is a song for you. Bad boys. What you going to do? what you going to do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you?
Okay.
All the mail messages.
Are you?
From HOTROTDERBOD. Don and Mike. This is Robert Blake, and I just wanted to thank you guys for blowing my cover. Everybody gave me the benefit of doubt, except you. You guys said I was guilty from the get-go. I guess I should have spent more time with OJ. Thanks a lot, you bastard. See you in Toledo. Love, Bobby B.
Okay, Robert, incidentally, that was me. Don, I'm the one that said you were guilty.
Well, I said he solicited it. I didn't say he pulled the trigger. So, you know.
Okay,
you know,
all right.
I mean, technically, you...
All right.
And nothing's been proven yet. So.
Hang in there, Mike.
Hello.
I have to defend myself.
Email message. From LYNDACHICO. KHTK. If KHTK goes to FM, everyone that listens to you from Chico to Oregon will lose you. Please don't leave us. I would miss my handsome guys every day. Quit dancing, Rob.
Ah! She got you.
And he was. He was dancing.
That's too funny.
That's it. He was really dancing,
yes,
I swear to God.
That is too funny.
And an unusual tone to the message.
Old email message. From Salmano, Edward L. Elvis is everywhere. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I.
Hello.
Am Elvis. Regarding the dot card not dead. You, dude.
I think he means to reincarnated.
Oh, really? Oh.
Not. Please leave. Me? Just listen. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love.
Okay.
With
you.
You.
Jesus.
Thank
God.
You. Very.
Don't do that
much
anymore, people.
Yeah,
right, now explain. Explain.
The building.
Okay. Glad to explain it.
God.
There are too many periods in between the words.
The dot, 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 like Larry King does in his column?
That's just horrible.
Put a moratorium on ellipses.
Yeah.
Because it takes too long.
I mean, really ridiculously bad. Use them sparingly.
Here we go.
Old email message from Donna E. Phillips. Who that is? Who that is? My baby daddy. Who that is? My baby daddy. Who that is? Equals my baby daddy. Who that is? My baby daddy. Toodaloo. Ass.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me see. Marie's calling back from New Jersey. She had a point. Marie.
Yes.
Marie, sunbathing Marie?
What was your point? What was your point,
okay,
Marie?
Okay, this was my point. When the California, I listen to you guys all the time, and I have to be honest with you, I recently just started listening to you a month ago, because at first I'm like, oh, this is a sexist show.
Are you inside now?
Yeah, I am, because the homeboys were making noise.
Well, if you're inside, you're not on the deck, right?
Not right.
You're not where your neighbors can see you.
No, not presently.
So you can take your top off.
Well, I could. Would you like me to?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, very good. Thank you. Very nice. And then she can make her point.
That's so refreshing.
Yes, it is.
My point was that if this girl from California, she's going to call up all drunk and with all her woes. If anyone listens to your show on a regular basis, they realize that this is not a counseling session. So basically, if you're going to call with something to entertain us with. Sexuality.
Honey, she was very entertaining.
See,
found her entertaining?
Did April bother you?
I just found her annoying. I didn't mind, when she was talking about, you know.
Yeah, look in the mirror.
Wow.
Wow, fucking annoying.
A woman standing there topless now. Would be the second time she's been mysteriously cut off.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Even with a top on. That takes some doing to get hung up on when you have
Hello.
Your top on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, you're on
Hi.
The air.
Hello.
Hi! You're on the air.
How are you?
What are you smoking?
Green. What am I doing?
No, what do you smoke? What's your brand?
Oh, Newport Light 100.
That a baby.
There you go. Hey, Mike.
There you go.
The man.
Thank you very much.
That's a gift.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I'm not a man.
I know you're not.
I said, hi, what can we do for you?
Oh, no. I was listening earlier when April called.
Yeah?
Yes.
And this is the first time I'm at work and I happen to go downstairs to cover somebody's lunch. And I turned the radio on.
With what, a tarp?
What was that?
Nothing.
Someone was going to lunch, and you were covering her workspace.
Oh, I was covering his workspace.
Oh, okay. I was like wondering whether you used your dress or something.
Oh, you guys are so bad. But no, I turned the
hello.
And hi.
Hi.
And I started listening.
Yeah. Hello.
I cannot believe.
Do you have attention deficit disorder?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm a postal worker. What can I tell you?
No problem.
Hello.
But I too knew Robert Blake was guilty.
Yeah.
Who didn't? We really had to figure
and,
that one out.
William Shatner, too. Can I say that?
Yeah, we knew that, too. He drowned his wife. We knew
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they look weird. You know, even OJ, they all have that same look.
Yes. What can we do for you, Natalie?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to call in and just say hi, and I'll be definitely listening again.
And what did April do for you? I mean, did you have an opinion about April?
I kind of felt like the wife, your wife.
Oh, you felt like my wife?
Which one is Don? Is it your wife? Or
yeah,
my?
That's my wife, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was a little upset, and I think April was trying to come on to you, too, because she wanted to give you her email address.
Yeah, no. She wanted Mike. She really didn't want me. She wanted Mike. Mm-hmm. Natalie, where are you calling from?
Carteret, New Jersey.
Carteret, hey. Home of the Spiewak.
Home of the Spiewak. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Be good, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
April has caused a groundswell.
Man, that's cold.
Join us again next week for another edition of Cancerous Opinions. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hi, Jesse from Portland.
That's correct.
Hi.
Hey, long-time listener since WAVA.
Thank you.
How frightening is that? The chick that called up a little while ago, the Asian woman with the bikini, just tell her to shut up and keep listening instead of calling. Quit.
All right. Everybody seems to have an opinion. This is all April's fault.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
You cut me off this morning on your way into work.
Oh, you're such a liar.
I'm not lying. You were coming at around 10 o'clock from 495 getting on to 66. You're wearing a blue shirt, and you were smoking your cigar, and you cut right out in front of me.
Wow.
What was he driving?
A green Escalade. But now we know you're getting old for sure.
You're busted.
Wow.
You're busted.
Must be some mistake.
What does that have to do with getting old if I cut you off?
Because you're not paying attention. You were sitting there smoking that cigar.
Yeah, because only old people cut people off in traffic.
Well, not paying attention doesn't help either.
Well, hold on. Why? If I'm on the Beltway and I was getting over to 66, how could I have cut you off? Are you one of the dumbasses that goes like 25 miles an hour in the right-hand lane?
No, you immediately, once you got off of 495 getting on to 66, you cut over into the fast lane. And I was in the middle.
That's what I do every time I get on
that. That's. Let me explain to you how our highway system works.
Yeah, I know how our highway system works.
Let me explain what a merge lane is. A merge lane is not a stop sign.
Yes, I realize.
A merge lane is where you merge into traffic and you immediately find a spot where you can align yourself with the pace of traffic.
Yes.
What I do is I merge onto the Beltway.
Hey, how dare you, sir? I know Donald stack his driving record up against anybody's.
Immediately move to the left. Now, you know what?
Give me
the Billy Joel song.
No.
Give me the Billy Joel song.
You need to pay attention.
Do you know how many years it's been since I've had any kind of ticket?
I am a kidder.
Speeding.
I am a kidder.
Accident.
I am a kidder.
Anything else?
I am a kidder.
I don't know how many years.
4 years. 4 years, not a speck on my driving record.
Exemplary.
4 years, not a speck.
Well, immediately you came off the exit. I don't know what you. I guess I was behind a truck, and you came out in between two trucks. And
sir, do you have 4 years with a spotless driving record?
A matter of fact, I do.
Well, then. You should just. What can I tell you? What do you want from me?
Just slow down because I love your show and I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Slow down? How fast do you think I was going?
I don't know. You were probably doing about 70.
Oh, you're such a liar.
Woo! No, I'm serious.
You're such
Once you hit that fast lane, you are gone.
You're such a liar.
Man, oh, man.
You're such a liar. All right. See you later.
All right, bye.
Next time, I'll just run your ass over.
All right.
Next time, I'll just take that tank of mine, I'll just run your ass over.
And I'm not sure that shirt qualifies as blue.
Don.
Yes.
And Mike.
You might be thinking of another guy.
Tim.
What?
I said you rock. That's for Tim.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
So there's that.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And what Billy Joel song were you grabbing when I was giving you a hard time? It was like...
Uptown Girl.
Oh, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Christ.
Wow.
Kim. Kim, hello.
Hi.
Kim Chi, hi.
I just wanted to call and say I love April.
Thank you.
That's good. I'm glad a woman's calling to say that.
We all love April.
Yes.
I find that amazing that I would cut a guy off on the beltway and the guy wouldn't know it was me. It ain't like I got a license tag that says, like, you know, DJ Donnie on it.
No. Although you should. Let's say, you know, you never know who's watching.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we got to finish up the email. Rob, I know we got a break.
We're so late.
We're so late?
We are so late.
All right. You know what? We'll finish up the email right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFN, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right. I think your idea is entirely ridiculous.
Thank you.
Providing more comedy in their left channel than most radio shows can in full stereo. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
No, we never finished with the email. I'll have to do that here. Let's go to Francine. Francine. From New York. Francine.
Hello.
I'm trying to get to some of these backed up calls. Let's go to,
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hold on, I got two now. Hold on there. Francine, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. I love your show.
Thank you, honey.
Big, big fan from Amerinac.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say that, I really liked April. She was a total hottie.
Right.
And that Asian chick, she just needs to shut up and get a life.
Are you sunbathing right now?
No, I'm in my apartment. I'm cleaning.
Oh, you're cleaning.
Yeah.
Good. That's good. That's woman's work.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, Don, but I like anal, too.
My God, what a trend we have today.
So many dirty whores calling today.
What a trend we have today.
In Jesus. Don, my chair. I bet Jesus didn't like anal.
I bet he didn't.
Hello.
I'd agree with you there.
Hello. Now, here is Marie's fiancé.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Marie, the woman who called.
And took her top off?
Yes, the Asian girl. That's my fiance.
Is she hot?
She is hot.
All right.
Totally hot. Well, hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm just calling to say you missed an opportunity with her. You know, she really didn't want to call about April. She wanted to give you guys some sexy talk on the radio.
Well, it didn't sound like that.
No. She was getting to her point there.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You two sound like you're made for each other.
We are made for each other.
That's good. That's a good thing. Buzz, your microphone's turned off?
Gotcha.
So, yo, hi.
Well, either that or you're just over there pointing madly like
waving.
A wild man.
He doesn't point madly, does he? He just kind of puts the...
I was
doing
this. I was not even looking your way.
I was
looking at Rob because I wanted to tell the guy. This is the sound. I mean, if your wife wanted to talk sexy, that would have been great. But maybe it's, you know, different people hear different things different ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is the way I think most of us on the show heard your wife when, your fiancé when she called in. It was like...
Yeah, that's pretty much what I heard.
Yeah, and don't be offended because the cartridge has on it Frida and Carrie.
Right.
So the card is has the name of my wife and Rob's wife on it, whatever they come up on the show. So your wife is in.
Well, I tell you, Marie talks sexy.
Your fiance is in.
Yeah, she just seemed to have a little agenda, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Well, she'll have her call back in.
Pardon me?
She'll have her call back in for you.
No.
No.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, you keep her to yourself.
And good luck, sir.
From the smokinggun.com.
Yeah, those guys were very nice guys.
They just sent over something brand new on their site. You're going to love this. You know that Tony Kitaen beat up the baseball player.
Chuck Finley.
Chuck Finley from the Anaheim Angels. And as it turns out, he has filed for divorce.
Yes.
He filed for divorce just a few days ago.
And then there was a picture of her in the newspaper where she did not look good at all.
Here now is a copy of his divorce decree.
Wow.
That he has it's a public record,
right?
Which is how thesmokinggun.com got it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not only is it his declaration of petitioner to divorce her, but it has the declaration of the nanny,
mm-hmm.
talking about Tawny Katane.
Hmm.
I will give you just a few highlights
okay.
from Chuck Finley's divorce action against his wife, Tawny Katane.
All right.
On Monday, April 1st, 2002, I went to dinner with my wife at Ruth Chris Steakhouse in Irvine, California. During dinner, she became loud, obnoxious, and abusive. Such behavior was an embarrassment in a public place, and I elected to leave. She has encountered other difficulty in recent months involving the police. When a parking space was taken that was sought by her, she not only keyed the driver's side of the parked vehicle and keyed the passenger side of the vehicle, she went into the shop in which the vehicle owner was located, screaming at her concerning her parking procedure. This incident, which further exemplifies the rage of the respondent, is being prosecuted by the Orange County District Attorney. The behavior of the respondent is reported by our nanny to have included the ingestion of an enormous quantity of drugs.
Oh, no.
The respondent seeks different prescriptions from different doctors as to satisfy her addictions. The respondent, during the past 3 weeks while I was at spring training, at one time turned on the gas fireplace in her room and was insistent upon the children sleeping with her.
Ooh.
The nanny went to attend to the needs of the respondent, listened to her request for the children, and smelled the gas leaking out of the unlit fireplace log. The nanny turned the gas off so as to prevent that disaster. Additionally, after our respondent left our home in the custody of the police, which was after the fight,
right,
I discovered various knives under the bed in our master bedroom.
Wow.
I am fearful that the respondent, who has in her past attempted suicide, will harm herself or others, including me or our children, unless restrained from being around me and the children.
Wow.
That's the statement from Chuck Finley.
Mm-hmm.
Here now is the declaration of Pam Sheik, who is the nanny.
Ah, okay.
I, Pam Sheik, being sworn to pose, blah, blah, blah. The respondent, and again, they're talking about Tawny Katane,
right,
who has used and abused drugs for much of the time I've served as nanny, sleeps until approximately 10 a.m. I take the children to school and then do their school activities. I've been instructed by respondent to have no one call before 10:30 a.m. When respondent awakes, she habitually lays on the couch in the family room until 11 a.m., then becomes somewhat conversant. When petitioner is in town, that would be
right, Chuck Finley, right?
The respondent changes her pattern and attempts to complete all of the tasks relating to the children. When the petitioner is not in town, the respondent sleeps late as above indicated, and about noon goes to an appointment with one of her several doctors. She brings home various prescription drugs from these doctors, and her room in the residence is filled with prescription drugs. The respondent becomes so troubled by her ingesting of drugs that she has had two blood cleansings at Chapman during the last 4 years.
Well, I guess Chapman must be a hospital.
During my tenure with the Finleys, I've seen the respondent use and abuse miscellaneous lawful and unlawful drugs. In spite of her being in four different rehab facilities in the last 4 years,
wow,
she's out of control and taking all sorts of drugs on a regular basis. March 1st, I was asked by the respondent to have the children brought to her room so they could sleep with her. While in this room, I noticed the gas fireplace log was turned on, but no fire had been ignited.
Man, oh man, oh man.
The smell of gas was troubling. Monday, February 25th, I observed an incident where the minor child complained of a severe earache. The child voiced an intention of my tending to the problem. As I sought to attend the problem, the respondent physically removed the child from me, put the child in my room, and said, "Don't go in and don't touch that child." The minor child says on a continuing basis things like, "Is mommy whacked out again today?"
Oh, well, that's too bad.
That's thank you guys at thesmokinggun.com.
Well, there you have it. It's been in all the newspapers, and that's a little more detail on that situation.
What a mess.
Sounds like there's some issues there.
That's the divorce papers between Chuck Finley and
20 contained who beat him up.
Very good.
All right, now back to the back to our emails. I guess we got some phone calls and we didn't get through all of the computer emails.
There were some good ones in there. A lot of people figuring out the system.
All right, let's see what we got left here. Donna Mike at Verizon-UC.com.
Old email message from Nick Salvatore. Here's some Monty Python for you. So tell me, what also floats in water? Apples. Churches. Very small rocks. A duck. It's athletes. So logically, if she weighs as much as a duck, then she's made of wood. And therefore, a witch. A witch. Burn her.
That's Monty Python.
Old email message.
Yeah, that's an obscure
one. And please, David R. Good morning. Stay tuned for today's hottest music on the Z Morning 2. Old email message from Richard Emerson. Elvis. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. And the brothers rule Philadelphia. Hello, boys and girls. Do you want to make a chicken? Can you say personal lubricant? Sure you can. Don. Mike. Lisa. She's got a great ask. Me no questions and I'll tell you no lies. Do you know what I mean? Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Enough said. Lisa. I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I think that I am afraid of a love there is no cure for. Albert. I dropped my harmonica. Rod Bates. Can you play the mouth organ? Skin flute. Are you a pole smoker? A Peter Puffer? Buzz. Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I'll try not to.
Pass it over to me. Lisa. I want to have your babies. I think we could make beautiful Palm Pilots together. What? I'm not good enough for you. Do you think you are too good for a binary encoded being? Do you think you can just dismiss me and I'll go away?
The computer's getting
I think
you.
I have too much time on my hands. I think I need a day job. That's all, folks. Exit stage left.
Okay.
Old email message. From OUGOOS 4555. This sucks. This is so wrong.
Okay, again.
Yeah. This is so effing wrong.
Yeah, right. They write the word sofa and king.
Right.
This is sofa.
King wrong.
Right.
This email can't be read because it is not available in my state yet. We'll try again if it ever is available in Reno.
All right, one more.
Old email message from Marshall O'Hearn. Brother. Slap my hand. Black Soul Man. The brothers are in charge of Philadelphia.
There are no more messages.
All right. All right, there we go. That's all we had for you this go around.
Very good.
Keep sending those emails.
Yeah.
The computer keeps reading them. At Donna Mike at Verizon-UC.com.
I get the impression the computer beginning to get a mind of its own.
Yes, it is.
Sounds like it. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
All right, Donna Mike from Radio God.
Hi there.
Jim from Sacramento. I'm doing the Sacramento dance right now for you guys.
Okay, great.
And Buzz, yes. I just wanted to wish you a happy 420.
Thank you, sir.
Hey.
That's right.
Tomorrow is 420. That's right.
Tomorrow is 420.
That's right.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Kind of convenient that it falls on a Saturday. Darn convenient.
It was a Friday last year. She had the whole weekend to play.
Okay, thank you, my friend. Hello, Gunther.
Ah.
Hi, Gunther.
Gunther. I must speak this, the Bratwurst, known to you as Rob A.
Rob, somebody's on the phone for you.
Oh, come on. It's like some bad German accent.
Hi, Gunther. What's up? VK.
The must stop Operation Lederhosen. Mussten Sie mein Wurst dann kommen wir für ihn. Was machst du mit meiner Hosen, und du friest meine Hund thirst, my brother? The homeland is calling you home.
Wow.
I hear him in the back giggling like a schoolgirl, he knows.
Man, I hate it when your beer buddies call.
Me too.
All right, thank you, Gunther. Is it Gunther or Gunther?
It is Gunther Mannheim, and Rob, you must be on in Tennessee to sit on Elvis's purple toilet to pick up his phone for further instructions.
It's Gunther, Dieter, and HP, his other friend.
Yeah.
House painter.
Hello. Johnny Mike Show, hello.
Hey, I got a question for Rob A. I want to know what time the party is tomorrow.
Which party?
Well, tomorrow's Hitler's birthday, so I know Rob's having a blowout.
My God, we've got a theme going here. My God.
Oh, God. Imagine that. Right. Hitler's birthday and 420.
All on the same day.
On the same day.
Do you still rent the whole campsite?
It ought to be one hell of a party then.
Do you still rent the whole campsite in West Virginia?
Actually, no. It's going to be a small get-together. Just my wife and some Lenny Riefenstahl videos. So it'll be nice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I like to take it highbrow once in a while.
Hello.
Good luck.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's Tommy, your delivery boy.
Oh, Robbie, we need the doorbell sound effect. Oh, okay. Is this the guy who won the contest yesterday?
Yeah.
All right, Tommy, you ready for your sketch?
Sure, it's still got for all the girls with the back door.
All right, here you go. Good for you, Tommy. Here you go.
Hi, girls. Anyone order any aid?
Thank you, Tommy. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys. You guys rock. Right.
Thanks, Tommy. We
bye,
got
Tommy.
We got him.
Right. Tommy's bit.
That's funny.
It is funny.
That's funny.
He's got the perfect accent for it. Anybody ever really eat?
We're up on a break. Back with a Friday favorite right after
this. This is the Don and Mike Show. The most excellent program,
right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, that's a setup here. Hold on, my wife is on the telephone.
Sugar Bear.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Sugar Bear, I didn't mean to bug you. I just wanted you to know I got here to the beach safe, and I love you, and I know you're a good guy while I'm out of town.
Of course I am, always.
All right, well, you be good. I just give it, I just want to remind you that I love you because, you know, especially as certain marriages have shown, you have to, maintain them to make them strong.
Honey,
not prearranged there.
Honey.
All righty.
Like, cautionary tale, Mike.
That's all right. I understand, Frida.
All right, well,
you
I
know
love
what,
you,
Mike?
Google.
I deleted that out because that was not.
Okay.
That was not.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I was busting your balls. That's all right. Turn
all
it
right. back. I was not.
Okay. No problem.
Busting your balls.
No problem.
By having my wife on the air.
No problem at all.
I was not.
Okay.
I swear to God I
okay.
was not.
All right.
Swear to Christ, I was not.
Hey, how many relationships do you have to maintain, my darling? You got my, yours and mine is going good. Are you having a problem with your other wife there?
No, I didn't think I was.
Oh, God.
See, honey, what you don't know is that we're going to do a bit now with Mike's Patrick Bateman.
Oh, I see.
So I appreciate the fact that you called in to say that that you love me. You see, we had been discussing, Mike, off the air, my wife and I, the fact that she had semi-overreacted to the skanks that had been calling earlier.
No, I would hate to say I overreacted because that's in essence saying that I was wrong in my reaction.
Okay. All right, sweetie.
But although I was not wrong in that reaction, and I don't want you to think I was, I just want to remind you that I do love you.
I love you, too.
And I wanted you to know that I made it down to the beach safe.
Okay? Beautiful. Thank you.
All right.
All right, sweetie.
Goodbye, sweetie.
All right, goodbye. I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye. And see, Mike, you thought...
whatever.
No, come on, though, really.
Whatever, with a capital W, whatever.
I only say it because you said it on the air. You said it to me.
Right.
Setup.
Right.
And I didn't, it wasn't a setup.
No problem.
Like to bust your ball.
No problem.
It wasn't.
No problem.
Okay. Let's just take a call before we go on.
Yeah. Let's take a breath.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Guess who?
Pardon me?
Guess who?
Is this Mike the TV icon boy?
My name is Richard Roma.
It sounds like Al Pacino.
$6,000.
Is it?
$6,000.
It sounds like a sample guy.
I don't know who it is.
I said.
Say it again?
It just cost me $6,000.
We just cost you
$6,000? $6,000.
Is it Al Pacino?
Yes.
Oh, it's Al Pacino.
It is Al Pacino.
What is
happened last night?
Pardon me? Is it Al Pacino?
Last night.
Is it Al Pacino from Heat?
No, I don't think his name was Richard Roma in Heath.
No. I don't know who it is.
It's Richard Roma.
It's Richard Roma.
It's not the same Mike the TV Icon boy.
It must be a different guy.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. All right. But the voice samples you're playing to us now, they are Al Pacino.
Yes.
And they are from an Al Pacino movie.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
That's right. Oh, hold on. You know what it's from?
What?
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's Richard Roma?
Yes.
Yes.
That's pretty obscure. Wow.
What am I going to do this month?
Because remember, he's talking to Jack Lemmon towards the end of the movie where he's saying, I got to have the
$6,000.
Right.
Right?
$6,000.
That's right.
Wow.
Now, hold on.
Now, that's scent of a woman.
Yes.
What, do you have a bunch of Pacinos?
Yes.
Give us a Pacino from another movie. Hello?
What?
Do you have a Pacino from another movie?
None of my business. You want to push me to answer you.
Do you have a Pacino from another movie?
That is tough to hear.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
What is that from?
That's Godfather.
Godfather?
That's from The Godfather. Okay. My God.
Wow.
Jim.
Is there any more Al Pacino?
What?
Is there any more Al Pacino?
Ah, oh, what a big man you are. Hey, let me buy you a pack of gum. I sure got to chew it.
Wow. All right. Listen, you know what? You need to hone this and refine this and get back to us with this. This has some potential, I think.
That's right.
It has some potential.
I agree.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.
There he goes. Yeah, Mike the TV Icon by wouldn't do it, never speak to us. So that's true. That's another one out there doing the same thing.
Bye-bye. But Al Pacino would be an excellent one.
Absolutely.
Go with it, because he's been in so many goddamn movies with so many goddamn things. Are you ready now?
Mm-hmm.
Let's roll with the Friday favorite.
It's down now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Bye-bye.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget Jeopardy.
I don't know who we're welcoming today.
Yeah.
Is it going to be Mike or is it going to be Pat Bateman?
I don't know either.
Hi.
I don't know either.
So it's Mike right now.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Well, there's an idea of Mike. Some kind of abstraction. But there is no real me.
There's no real. So the guest today is Mike O'Mara on Low Budget Jeopardy.
No, it's Patrick Bateman.
Well, no, you do. I'm looking.
Only an entity. Like something illusory. I know I can hide my cold gaze, and you can shake my hand and feel flesh gripping yours. And maybe you can even sense our lifestyles are probably comparable. I simply am not there now. You are a tumbling, tumbling dickweed. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I have all the characteristics of a human being, flesh, blood, skin, hair, but not a single clear, identifiable emotion. Except for greed and disgust. I think my mask of sanity is about to slip. I like to dissect girls. Did you know I'm utterly insane? Do you like Huey Lewis on the News?
I do. They are one of my favorite bands.
Now, hold on. Their early work was a little too new wave for me. But when Sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost. He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor. In 87, Huey released this. Their most accomplished album yet. I think the undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics, but they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of friends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Frida!
Hey, now watch it. Okay. This is going to be a bit with many, many layers, I get the feeling.
So. Absolutely. So how's everybody doing today?
I could ask you the same.
I'm Patrick Bateman.
I thought you were Mike.
No, I'm going to be Patrick Bateman today. Do you like Phil Collins?
Do I?
I've been a big Genesis fan ever since the release of their 1980 album, Duke. Before that, I really didn't understand any of their work. Too artsy, too intellectual. It was on Duke where Phil Collins' presence became more apparent. I think Invisible Touch is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the preceding three albums. Christine, take off your robe. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of Banks, Collins, and Rutherford. You can practically hear every nuance of every instrument. Sabrina, remove your dress. In terms of lyrical craftsmanship and sheer songwriting, this album hits a new peak of professionalism. In Too Deep is the most moving pop song of the 1980s about monogamy and commitment. The song is extremely uplifting. The lyrics are as positive and affirmative as anything I've ever heard rock. Christy, get down on your knees so Sabrina can see your ass. Phil Collins' solo career seems to be more commercial and therefore more satisfying in a narrower way, especially songs like In the Air Tonight and Against All Odds. Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it. But it's good to be with each and every one of you.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Patrick.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Let me tell you something about Buzz Burbank.
Oh, about Buzz?
He's a hard-working newsman.
I am.
Each and every day, he does the news so everybody can hear him. But the thing that really bothers me about Buzz is the fact that when he's in an airport, he doesn't know whether to go left or right. If he didn't have a name tag on, he wouldn't know which way to go. That's why I'm going to take an ice pick and jam it into his forehead.
Wow. Ouch. Now, Buzz, I think that's Mike speaking to you. I think that,
sure.
There's some it's Patrick Bateman, but I believe underneath it all, it's Mike.
Through all of this, it's hard to tell. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Pat.
You know, hating is a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Rob's evil. But Rob hasn't let me share in his reindeer game. Likes to hate, but he doesn't let anybody else in. And I can't see myself as a champion hater. As a matter of fact, since Rob won't let me go out and hate with him, I'm going to saw his hands off and put him on his brand new dad's grill.
Wow. Is Mike in there anywhere?
Let me tell you right now. I've been watching Lisa.
Oh, Lisa Hernan, our producer?
Lisa and Gwendy. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Gwendy.
Oh, brown-skinned Gwendy?
Gwendy, take off your dress.
Uh-oh.
Lisa, get on your knees so Gwendy can see your ass. In 1980, this song came out. Lisa, Gwendy, turn over here and look at me. That's right. Look in my eyes. Oh, now, come on. Gwendy, for the love of God, don't just stare at it. Eat it. Oh, it's good to be with each and every one of you. Hi, Don.
Hi. Hi, Mike or Pat.
Let me tell a story about Don Geronimo.
Okay.
Nobody likes vodka or cigars more than Don. Don likes to have a nice cigar in his deck every now and then. As a matter of fact, I'm planning on coming over tonight and having a cigar, too. Then what I'm going to do is light them all, burn his face off, cut his hands off, and fry them on his gas grill. Hey, Don! Oh, man. Boy, it's really, really refreshing to be here. Feed me the kitty. Feed me the kitty. Fantastic. How's Ken Stevens doing?
Our general manager?
Yeah, Ken Stevens.
Not seen him for a few days.
You know, I have to tell you a story about Ken.
About Ken?
Ken Stevens has a little problem with his skin. As a matter of fact, you might say those skin tags are really starting to take over his whole face. But I've got a tip for Ken. Ken, I'm going to drop by with a bottle of hydrochloric acid. And when I pour it on your face, you won't have to worry about skin tags, only bone. Ken works up in New York.
Yeah.
He's Jeremy Coleman's supervisor.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Jeremy Coleman up in New York, he enjoys his life. He sure does. Do you know something about Jeremy? I was doing a study one time, and I found out that Jeremy's whole body could actually be broken right over my knee, just like a small twig. As a matter of fact, I'm going to break his body into little pieces, and then I'm going to put him in a nice, big, bubbling Greenwich Village stew. It's so refreshing.
I'm
going to sit down for a second and relax.
So refreshing, Patrick.
Hi, boys. Where do you want to go to dinner tonight, Dorsia or Espace? Hey, take a look at this. Would you like to look at my card?
Wow. Very nice.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Cillian Braille. Fantastic. Is my friend Wendell Hall around anywhere?
Our engineer, Smoot?
We've got a big weekend planned. I think I should share with you what we're going to do. Wendell and I are going to go out to a bunch of ATMs. That's right. Wendell, Smoot, Hall, and Patrick Bateman wandering all over Washington, D.C. When we get to the ATM we like, we're going to take little people and shove their heads in and squish them until their brains fall out on the floor in a mass of bloody food. Oh, man. I think I'll have the red snapper with violets and pine nuts. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing okay.
That's fantastic. You like that other card? That's eggshell with Romalian type raised lettering. Pale nimbus. It's got a subtle thickness, even as a watermark. Oh, boy. I'm feeling so exhilarated. I think I might just go and talk to my friend, Mr. Joe Ardinger. Oh, he phones every day on the Don and Mike show, but he hasn't really been cutting the mustard lately. As a matter of fact, you might say he's a little too slow. I got a way that we can make him fast. Oh. We'll take him up to the roof, throw him straight off, and watch him go splat like a pancake.
You have some very distinct thoughts about all of us.
Yeah. Hey, I heard Buzz go woo over there. As a matter of fact, I've got another story about Buzz.
That's right.
People understand that Buzz really likes doing those commercials for laser eye surgery. That's why I bought my own laser eye machine. That's right. I don't really know how to use it, but I'm going to test it on Buzz. First the right eye, then the left, then I'm going to point it at his big itchy eye. So very refreshing. As a matter of fact, I could talk about anybody you'd mention because I travel in the same circles. I understand that. That's no problem at all. I really enjoy myself. Life can be good. Life can be strange. But, man, I just feel like I'm losing it, man. I feel like there's a chance that I could go off any minute. As a matter of fact, I could take a chainsaw out right now, wander up and down the hallways, go to people's cars, and as they're getting out, go, "Hi, are you late for work?" Well, you're going to be even later because you're going to have a mouthful of chainsaw. And then you won't have to worry about work anymore at all.
Oh, that's better. Cool. Our guest today on Love Budget Jeopardy was going to be Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, but it turned into Patrick Bateman. I can't help myself.
Because, you know, it's kind of a gag.
I'm really Paul Allen.
We had hoped to have the jingle today.
Feed me the kitty.
Don Geronimo and
Feed me
Bateman.
The kitty.
But we don't have it.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, it's so nice in here. You know, it's been really hot of late.
It has.
I could tell you a story about what real heat is, though, as a matter of fact. Why, just last weekend, I had this friend over. His name was Paul Allen.
Paul
came over, and for hours, all he was doing was complaining about the heat. Then I put on a Huey Lewis record, and I said, "You really want to feel some heat?" I had a tiny little torch underneath my sink right next to the garbage disposal. He didn't complain about the heat anymore when I took that big blowtorch to his front lobe. Oh, it's good to be here.
It's refreshing.
I tell you, I feel so utterly insane. I truly do.
Let me just see, is Mike still in there anywhere?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing? I seem to have blacked out on the last few seconds.
We're doing the Jeopardy.
Oh, Jeopardy. Oh, are you doing the one with Patrick Bateman?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's a real good one.
You know, I've had a bit of a bad week myself, as a matter of fact. You know, things have been a little strange. As a matter of fact, things have been so strange, I'm not sure whether I'm going to be able to spin out of this one. I'm talking about a real full-fledged depression. I think I'm just going to go out on the Beltway and see how many cars I can sideswipe and drive them into the Jersey Wall, okay? Fantastic. That was so refreshing. This is me now talking to you.
I know.
Yeah. Wow. No, but seriously, I do have a plan. Let me tell you what I'm going to do today.
Okay.
I'll probably go out and play a little golf this afternoon. And I'll start drinking about 6 o'clock, finish about 4 o'clock in the morning. Then what I'll do what I usually do at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
I'll watch a little HBO, stick my finger down my throat. Then by that time, it's 5 o'clock, and I can start drinking again.
That was refreshing.
Oh, boy, that was so just liberating. It really was.
Mike.
Who's on Low Budget Jeopardy today?
Patrick Bateman.
Patrick Bateman. Oh, that's fantastic.
We need two callers to play the game.
Right.
At 877-365-3636.
Hurry now, because I have to get home and adjust my wardrobe. You know what I'm going to be doing tonight?
What?
Well, tonight I'm going to go home and I'm going to look in my closet. I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do tonight.
Give me a second here.
Yeah, what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to go into all my closet with all my golf shorts and my golf shirts. I'm going to take down the Hawaiian shirts as well, and I'm going to line them all up side by side. I'll take some scissors, and I'm going to cut out all the nipple holes. Won't that be fun?
Refreshing.
Boy, that is so refreshing.
So refreshing.
So liberating. Man, I am a tumbling dickweed.
He will take the first two calls right now.
Wow.
To play Jeff R.D.
Man, oh man, a Chevy.
At 877-365-3636.
That's bone.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
New card. What do you think?
Whoa. Very nice. Look at that.
Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Sicilian Braille.
It's very cool, Bateman, but that's nothing. Look at this.
That is really nice.
Eggshell with Romalian type. What do you think?
Nice. Jesus. That is really super. How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful?
I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine.
I can't believe that.
You'll love their D's and B's. Don and Mike.
God, that makes me so mad.
Who's here now?
This is Patrick Bateman.
Hi, Pat.
It's good to be back with each and every one of you. I spent the last 20 minutes greeting people out in the hallway. Who's Jason Feezy?
He's a guy who works with us in the programming department.
You know, he strikes me as kind of a jolly sort. I was chatting with him. You know the kind of guy that's happy all the time?
He is.
As a matter of fact, he's so happy. Perhaps I'm going to take him out for a weekend of Patrick Bateman fun. I'll feed him full of onion rings and french fries. Then I'll give him a fish sandwich, take him down to my dungeon, tie his hands up, and I'll peel his eyebrows just like he was a human radish. Sorry.
That was very refreshing.
It was just so refreshing.
We have, as it turns out, Pat, we have a champion already, so we only needed a challenger for the whole low-budget Jeopardy thing today.
That's why they call this low-budget Jeopardy. Let's welcome our challenger. He's a paint manufacturer from Staten Island. He's a WNEW listener. Let's say hi to Donald Carver.
Hi, Donald.
How you doing, Patrick and LQ?
Hi.
And now entering the studio is our returning champion, a real brainiac, the director of commercial operations at Yellow Bricks. I'm not sure whether that's related to Oz or not. From Alexandria, Virginia, his total is $106, and let's welcome Matthew Joseph.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, guys.
Listen, Matt Joseph, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life, my friend?
I was able to take a vacation.
And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Hello.
This is... And he's not Scott Shannon. And please remember, Donald and Matthew don't screw with LQ. And please welcome a refreshing man, Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Pat. And hi, Donald and Matt.
Hi.
Here are your categories, guys. And they are NBA playoffs.
I like basketball.
In or out.
In or out.
I know you like that.
Sabrina liked it. So did Christy.
Name that Sharon.
Oh, Sharon. I think Paul Allen was married to a Sharon.
TV shows, canceled or renewed?
I don't watch a lot of television. I'm normally out at a very high-priced restaurant.
Celebrity high school SAT scores.
SAT scores? Mine were high.
Above or below 1,000?
Oh, really?
Yes, and states and capitals.
States and capitals. Yes, Cherie. Get out the thesaurus. This is going to be fun.
Okay, we'll start with Don. Donald, you are the challenger. We'll start with you.
Take the SAT scores.
All right, now this is courtesy of Harper's Index, where I got an entire list of celebrities and their SAT scores.
Oh, I'm really beginning to perspire.
So you tell me if they're above or below 1,000.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Jerry Seinfeld.
What is above?
right. Jerry Seinfeld scored 1270 on his SATs.
$1 for you, Donald. Feeling pretty good about yourself, I bet.
Yep.
Okay. Select again, please.
SAT scores for 2.
Brendan Fraser.
Below.
That was not in the form of a question.
Matthew Joseph, your chance to steal.
What is below?
No.
No.
Brendan Fraser, 1,400 on his SATs.
Practically a genius, but he looks so stupid. Okay, Donald, you're in control.
SAT for 3.
Brad Pitt.
What is below?
That's right. There you go.
$3 for Donald.
Brad Pitt's SAT scores... 864.
864. Hey, but he gets to play with Jennifer Aniston's melons. Okay, Donald, you can move on to the next category.
Name that Sharon for 1.
Name that Sharon. Oh, well, she's Ozzy's wife.
Sharon Osbourne?
Not in the form of a question.
Matthew, time for you to take a swipe at the golden softball.
Who is Sharon Osbourne?
There you go, righto.
$1 for you, Matthew. You're going to go to the second round, and now it's your chance to choose.
We'll go name that Sharon for 2, please.
Name that Sharon for 2. She showed us Beaver in Basic Instinct.
Who is Sharon Stone?
Right.
$2 coming on strong, Matthew Joseph.
And let's close out the category for 3, please.
She was half of TV's Cagney and Lacey.
Who is Sharon Stuckmeyer?
That might have been a real name. Donald, your chance to steal.
I have no clue.
No, it's, who knew this? The cow, Sharon Gless.
Hey, she's no time, David. Okay, Matthew, you're in control.
Let's go states and capitals for 1, please.
All right, these are all real easy ones, guys. Really, you should get these. It is the capital of the great state of Ohio.
What is Columbus?
There you go. Okay.
$1. Boy, you've tied the game, Matthew, and you can select again. Good for you.
States and capitals for 2, please.
Capital of the great state of Georgia.
What is Atlanta?
Right, that's right.
$2 for you, Matthew. Oh, man, I'd like to play with your blood.
Let's close out states and capitals for 3, please.
It is the capital of Indiana.
What is Indianapolis?
See, I told you.
$3. He's run the category. You're doing very well, Matthew. You've got a total of $9, which is no small accomplishment.
Let's go TV shows canceled or renewed for 1, please.
TV shows canceled or renewed. How you doing there, Pat?
I'm doing just fine. I'm thinking about the red snapper with the pine nuts at Espace. Or maybe Dorsia. I'm not sure. They're both tough reservations, but I can handle it.
I saw the movie, though.
Yeah.
When you called to make the reservation.
Sure.
The guy on the other end of the phone.
He laughed at me.
He laughed and he said, you can't get a reservation here.
Well, when I stab him to death with scissors, it's all going to be a wash anyway. It won't really bother me. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go down to Espace. I'm going to walk up to that chunky maitre d'. I'm going to say, I have a reservation. He'll say, no, you don't. I'll say, yes, I do. Here it is right now. It's a 14-inch Bowie knife, and I'm going to punch it into your chest cavity.
Well,
thank you. That was refreshing.
Okay, we're going to go with, what was it?
Select again, Matthew.
TV shows canceled or renewed for 1.
Ah, here you go. Okay, Ally McBeal.
What is renewed?
Donald, your chance to steal.
What is canceled?
Very good. Good guess.
Good, Donald.
Yes, Ally McBeal's been canceled.
What are his SAT scores? Okay, Donald, select again.
TV shows canceled for 2.
Yes, dear.
What is canceled?
Nay.
Matthew, your chance to steal.
What is renewed?
That's how it works. If one guy gets it wrong, it's the other one.
Brilliant observation, Matthew. Go again.
Let's close out the category for 3, please.
Once and again.
What is canceled?
Right.
$3 and a big lead for Matthew Joseph. Okay, select again, please.
Let's go NBA playoffs in or out for 1, please.
All right, very simple. Just tell me these teams. Are they in the playoffs or out of the playoffs? The Toronto Raptors.
What is out?
Donald, your chance to steal.
What is in?
Right.
Very good, boys.
This is just like the canceled or renewed thing.
Select again, Donald.
NBA for 2?
Milwaukee Bucks.
What is out?
Right, they didn't make it.
$2. Go again, Donald.
Close it out for 3.
All right, the final question on the big board. The Indiana Pacers.
What is out?
Matthew, your chance to steal. I think we know the result of this one.
What is in?
There you go.
That's right.
$3 for you. Is that the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy?
That's it, Pat.
Oh, man, that is refreshing.
So who has what?
I'll tell you right now, Donald finishes with a lovely $8. However, Matthew Joseph, who happens to be our returning champion, has $17.
All right, guys, anything can
happen. I'm almost ready for the rest of my routine.
thing. Oh, you mean your beauty routine?
Sure. Absolutely. I live in the American Gardens building on the West 81st Street, on the 11th floor. My name is Patrick Bateman, and I'm 27 years old. I believe in taking care of myself.
Here's a routine.
In a balanced diet, a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little too puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now. After I remove the ice pack, I use a deep pore cleanser lotion in the shower. In the shower, I also use a water-activated gel cleanser, then a honey almond body scrub, and on the face, an exfoliating gel scrub. Then I apply an Herbmann facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then anti-aging eye balm, followed by final moisturizing protective lotion. That's my routine. What do you think, boys? I thought so. All right, let's move on.
Here is the category on Final Low Budget Jeff Hardy. Classic rock.
I like rock.
That's the category, classic rock.
I like 80s rock.
And here's the answer. Current age of The Rock. WWF superstar Dwayne Johnston. Current age of The Rock. Guys, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my special Patrick Bateman non-alcoholic shaving lotion. It's made with juniper, mint, and just a hint of Patrick Bateman's love. That's right. If you like my stuff, I'll also throw in the exfoliating lotion, the bath gel, and the shave bomb. Now, let me tell you about the shave bomb. That's really special. Because you know what it's got besides the juniper and the mint?
What?
6 drops of my own blood. And most importantly, it won't dry your face out. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Very refreshing.
Yes, so refreshing.
Pat, who do I want to go to first here?
Donald. Donald from Staten Island will be the low man on the totem pole.
There you go, Donald. Donald Carver. Donald, the current age of The Rock.
What is 28?
Oh, so... So close.
I'm sorry. That knocks you down to 0, Donald, but you stick around. I've got some prizes for you.
Matt, you're the winner if you have the right answer.
What is 36?
No.
Oh, no.
Negative. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Dwayne.
29. 29er.
29. The Scorpion King.
That's him.
That's very exciting. I'd like to play with scorpions while I'm naked, doing my crunches.
That means this is the type of game that, well, Alan Linewand would love. We're giving away no money at all. So Matt and Donald, don't go away mad. Just go away. Matt, you get to keep the money you've won. And now with more, here is Pat Bateman.
Listen to your fabulous prizes for Matthew and Donald. First of all, you've won a Hooters prize pack. Win the ultimate road trip. You and your buddies will live like rock stars for a week in the 48-foot search for the perfect Hooters tour bus. Register at your local Hooters. They're lots of fun. I've known several Hooters girls. They don't work there anymore. Plus, you've won a Sexaholics prize pack. John Leguizamo stars in his 4th HBO special. He's a funny, intimate guy with a raunchy look at his colorful personalities who shaped his New York City childhood. Sexaholics airs Saturdays at 10 p.m. only on HBO. I like watching HBO, especially the murder mystery with lots of blood and stabbing.
Yeah.
Congratulations and thanks for playing the game, boys. That was refreshing.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Donald.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. And, well, listen, PB.
Yeah, it's so nice to be here. Always a pleasure.
Now, is Mike going to come back out?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
This is really exhausting for me.
That was a good bet.
Very, very tiring.
It was a good bet.
Very tiring, because I don't know. There's something about Patrick Bateman when he's in my body. I find myself thinking about stuff that I normally wouldn't do.
Like what?
Like this afternoon after I get off of work.
Yeah.
Just driving around here in the neighborhood looking for cats. Thinking I'm home, putting them in a blender, and then having a kitty margarita. I don't know what it is.
Pat, Mike.
Yeah, I'm right here, Don.
Thanks for playing it. Always remember, never forget.
Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Fantastic.
Wow. There he goes. Bye.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay. That's real hard
for John.
It's harder this time than it was the last time.
Okay.
Last time we just did Patrick Bateman.
Let's do the toe tap and touch tones right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay, 877-365-3636.
Jesus.
We have the prize at $30,000.
Wow. Killer.
With the celebrity burp. That's coming up if you are caller 100 at 877-365-3636.
Yeah, don't be too overeager, though. That's the kiss of death.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What brings you here?
I heard about your trouble with Batu. Thought I'd come to lend a hand.
Thank you, my son.
He's fought you. He's my own student. The five city monks, they've all been killed. It was Batu and his gang.
Where's Batu now?
Well, I'm not really sure. What do we do?
As for fuck you, deal with him as you think fit.
Hey, I'm
they
right.
Can have coitus without bleeding. Don and Mike.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get to the call 100. There you see, I need the celebrity burps, Rob. Not just our burps, the celebrity burps. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm caller 100.
Yeah, what's your name, my friend?
Zach from Baltimore.
Zach from Baltimore. Zach, you won the Hooters prize pack. The ultimate road trip. You and your buddies will live like rock stars, dude, for a week in a 48-foot search. You will live like rock stars. You just read this, right? Did that make sense to you?
No, and I had trouble with it, too. I'm not sure. I mean, I was flying through it, but it didn't seem right.
You will live... Hold on, turn the music off. You will live like rock stars for a week in the 48-foot search for the perfect Hooters tour bus.
That is screwed up,
man.
Somebody wrote that incorrect. In the 48-foot tour bus with the search, right? You will live in the...
I don't know. Do you,
who knows?
Do you get it wrong?
What the hell is it?
Maybe they're calling the search 48-foot. Like, they're searching for the tour bus, so it's the 48-foot search?
I don't know.
Register
at Hooters. I think it's great.
Register.
Rob, that's good, though. Whoever wrote that's thanking you for that.
Register at Hooters, and now you're going to play for $30,000 American dollars.
I like to find the best in people, Mike.
With the celebrity burp contest.
Me too.
The clue is beautiful.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
Mm.
Beautiful. You ready?
Yep.
Play you the burp. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
And here we go now. Listen carefully. It's
color, name, this celebrity burp.
Here it is. It's... And now that is a full, well-rounded
burp. That is a gross burp.
That is not a belch. That is a burp. Here it is again now. This is... There it is. With a little...
And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes. No pressure now. Simply $30,000. It's not Adrienne Barbeau, Mike.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's not Adrienne Barbeau.
Darn it.
Although she is beautiful.
She is.
Who is the secret celebrity?
Betty White.
Betty White. Oh, no.
Oh, we're sorry.
We're sorry, but don't forget, every guess
is a clue for you.
A clue for you. Keep going
that way.
Would
you tell me if I got it?
Yes.
All right.
And when you guessed Rue McClanahan before, you were wrong.
Okay, you're toying with me. All right.
It is not one of the Golden Girls.
Oh, wow. All right.
Not one of the Golden Girls.
Well, just push me right off the trail.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's a time-tested favorite that we brought back. As we review movies we haven't seen.
Yay. There they are.
That's the way I look at it.
There's two movies this weekend, right?
Yeah, the Sandra Bullock movie and the Rock movie.
All right.
Each of us will get 60 seconds to give our thoughts on the movies.
Very good.
And keep in mind now, this again is a gift. A gift from God that Mike and I have.
That's right.
And God said,
hello.
And I'm going to give you guys this gift.
Sure.
That you are going to be able to immediately review a movie without even having seen it.
God spoke to us.
Yes, he did. And God said,
hello, this is Scott Chan.
That's what he said. He said, hello. 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 So,
God had a facelift.
Would you mind if I went first on the Sandra Bullock?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
All right. The movie's end. Here's the... And now we have the we even have the aide here.
Oh, fantastic!
Murder by numbers, Sandra Bullock. You know what? I can't recommend this movie. This to me looks like a bad whodunit, like a Morgan Freeman, Ashley Judd type movie. And frankly, I don't know if you saw Sandra Bullock on Letterman last week, I think.
Right.
Something's happened to her that she's just not as good looking as she used to be. And that's the only reason that I even would go to see her movies.
Right.
It's because she was good looking. Right. I mean, in the movie where she was an alcoholic, she was kind of dumpy, but she was supposed to be.
Right.
In Miss Congeniality, mm-hmm. she looked pretty good.
Right. Yeah.
But the movies, all of her movies, they really suck ass. So I guess she was good in the one with Keanu Reeves with the bus.
Speed.
But this one looks to me like a bad movie, and she's not a pretty girl anymore. So I'd say on... No. There you go. You got my view. Now, how long is it going to take this thing to re-queue?
Oh, sit down. You got time.
Oh. Takes a while.
Yeah. Right now.
How come the TikTok is not fast?
Keeps on ticking.
Right, and now here's Mike with his review of Murder by Numbers.
Murder by Numbers by Mike O'Mara. Sandra Bullock is someone who we've actually argued about her on the show. I have never liked Sandra Bullock. I don't think she is my type. But here's what I've been hearing about this movie. Murder by Numbers is a movie. If you like Sandra Bullock movies, you're not necessarily going to like this movie. Well, I hate Sandra Bullock movies. I think she smiles stupidly at the wrong time. She always looks goofy. And that is why, if she gets serious and tries something a little different, I'm going to give her a chance with this movie, Murder by Numbers. I like the whodunit genre. I like that kind of movie. And I like the idea that Sandra Bullock, in this particular role, is going to, like, settle down and be a little more edgy and a little more serious. And so I'm going to give this movie a very weak thumbs up, but a thumbs up nonetheless, because I think this weekend you have a choice of two movies, you know, between this movie and the Rock movie. So I'm basically going to go with Sandra Bullock. Give her a chance, and who knows, maybe this is phase two of the Sandra Bullock career.
All right. The next movie that we're going to be reviewing is the only other one that opens this weekend. And your chance to go first, Mike.
Ah.
You just mentioned him, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Very good.
The movie is The Scorpion King.
Ah, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? I'm going to tell you right now, as far as this movie, The Scorpion King, The Rock is cooking up a big pile of S. And you know what? When you light S on fire, it doesn't smell very good, does it? I don't like big, muscly guys that turn themselves into actors. I like an actor that makes himself into a big macho guy. When it goes the opposite way, just because you can throw people around in a ring and because you're incredibly popular on the wrestling circuit doesn't mean that you're going to be a great actor. And I have heard many times that this particular Dwayne Johnson is being compared to another brilliant actor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. So if that's what we have to look forward to, I don't like it. You know, all the explosions, whatever. Don't go see this movie. I think it will be a colossal waste of your time. And wait for him to appear in your next arena.
All right, and I will give my view here.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is my review.
All right.
Of The Scorpion King.
Very good.
And here we go. The Scorpion King. Mike, I'm giving The Scorpion King a thumbs up, and I'm going to tell you why.
You are.
That I have also heard the comparisons to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
And although I think this movie probably sucks ass, I bet it does big business, because this is based on a very small part that he had in The Mummy Returns.
Ah.
Now,
The Mummy was one of your favorites, wasn't it?
And the Mummy Returns was good, too, but but this guy, Dwayne Johnson, is not a good actor.
Okay.
My hope is that he becomes the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, and if enough people go to see The Scorpion King, he will get another movie.
Yeah.
And then he'll get another movie. And then we will get him in a movie like Jingle All the Way.
Very good.
And at that point, we will have the modern day Arnold, the guy who thinks he's a good actor, the guy who thinks he's funny, a guy who we can go and goof on, and that's...
So you're giving it a thumbs up.
Yeah, that's... All right. We're out of time.
We split on both the movies this week. But I think we both agree both these movies suck.
They're awful.
They really do suck.
But as I said, it's a gift from God.
Hello.
There he is.
God, you know, touched us with his big E.T. finger. He spoke to us with his perfectly combed hair.
God said,
hello. I'm going to tell you right now that you guys will have the gift.
Hello.
To predict movies.
Very good.
To tell the outcomes of movies.
Well, I think anybody that listens to us will do the right thing.
Without having even seen them.
I think.
We got time for email now?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, even better. Oh, my God. I love it when things fall out like this. We got time to go through another batch of your brand new emails. Now, some of these emails may have even come while we've been on the air. Oh, yes. These have come, some of them, while we've been on the air today.
Very good.
Great. The email address to hear the computer read your email, Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com. And now let's go right to your emails.
Old email message from Eric Ford.
Eric Ford.
I like to talk about you usually, but occasionally. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about the ZZs. So, what? No effing ZZs?
Now, the end of that was the best. Well, what? No effing ZZ?
Very nice.
And who's the country artist? Who's that country artist?
Toby Keith.
From RRELASORDs, hey Lisa and Mike. If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on sugar, let me know. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, honey, tell me so, baby. Oh, man, I love to sit here thinking about you and face master. Love, kisses, and mean old beaches. Old email message.
Okay.
From Bernard Greenberg. Enjoy the show. Don and Mike, this is another satisfied listener from Philadelphia. Keep up the good equals work. Don. I went to college in Washington and listened to you on the old WPGC.
Thank you.
Does Washington radio still suck?
Yes.
Have a good weekend, and say hi to Dr. Jed Long. You know, hey with Jed Long.
Ah.
Doctor who?
Supposed to be Jablomi.
Oh, I see.
You know, hey with Jablomi.
Old email message from Richard Baileyall. You're listening to the Z Morning Zoo. Rise and shine with folks like you. You're listening to the Z Morning Zoo. Get up in the morning, Z Zoo. Get up in the morning. Get up in the morning. Get up in the morning. Z Zoo.
In the morning.
Old email message.
Here's another one.
From Eric Ford. Just a reminder.
Okay.
Hey, Don, just a reminder. You are 43.
Thank you.
Your wife's name is Frida. Your son's name is Bart.
Thank you.
You keep forgetting things. What is going on? Is bus passing you a dude too much? Oh, wait. You quit that. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. I did quit the doobie wah.
That's right.
Old email message from Hensley, Craig, Don and Mike. This is the computer speaking. Can you two set me up with Lisa's vibrator? Please?
Okay. Please?
Old email message. From Owen McDonald. Barney is so sneaky cool. Nip it. Nip it. In the bud. Just nip it. Best way to handle it is to nip it. In the bud.
Hey, everybody, you know what? You gotta stop with the sofa.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Don and I'm the sofa king.
Right.
Because they're not gonna let us put those through anymore.
It doesn't work.
They're not gonna do that.
Too bad.
Okay.
Sofa king.
Gotcha.
Old email message from Sean Luna. Dude. Do what? What's my tattoo say? Sweet dude. What's mine say? Sweet dude. Equals what's mine tattoo say? Sweet dude.
Tattoo, not tattoo.
Right.
What's mine tattoo say?
Tattoo.
What's mine tattoo say? Dude. Equals what's mine tattoo say? Sweet dude. What's mine tattoo say?
Mine.
Do what? Equals sweet. What's mine tattoo say?
I don't know.
Not even reading
dude.
Yeah.
Old email message.
You know, this one just says,
Dude, what's my tattoo say?
Oh,
sweet.
I know.
What's it from?
Dude. Is that from Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, remember when they realized that each of their backs were tattooed, and one of them said dude, and one said sweet?
Oh, right, yeah.
And they just kept getting madder at each other?
Right, okay. All right.
Dude.
The computer just didn't translate it well.
Sweet!
From Bretheim, Mark. Nursery rhymes. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and everywhere that Mary went, he needs, me needs, my knee mows. There once was a man from Nantucket. All he made a message. From 4,148,017,700. Now look he. This he is OJ. If that little blade would listen he to me, he wouldn't be getting busted. Yo.
I mean, what is it?
Now looky he. This he is OJ. If that little Blake would listen he to me, he wouldn't be busted. Yo.
The computer didn't translate it that well.
Back it up.
Not that well.
Back it up. I got it. Now looky he. This he is OJ.
Try that.
All right.
Man from Nantucket. Old email message.
Okay, here we go.
From 4,148,017,700. Now looky he. This he is OJ. If that little blade would listen he to me, he wouldn't be getting busted. Yo, old email message. From Charlie Stainstead Atlas. April shower. I sure would like April to file my schedule. CC is for Charlie's. C is for Ock. Charlie's Ock. I'd like to grab onto April's schedule fees. Cuz. I love you, April.
All right, one more.
More email message.
One more.
From TOMGAVIN 429.
From Tom Gavin.
Oh, no.
From Tom Gavin.
Let's see how the computer interprets this.
Hi, Dyer Gay. Hi, sir. How all you doing? We're in living at not a garm phone. That he's on Charlie Rack. If you all went to come a see Winfred as I went to have a party at my house and apartment 5.
There are no more messages.
I have my own idea.
I will read this to you as Tom said on the email. Hi, Thert, T-H-E-R-T. How all you doing? Where, W-A-R-E, I'm living. It's not a Garp phone. It at Tyson Tower. Apt, if you all went to come see winter it is, I went to have a party at my house, M. Apt 335.
He wants to have a party at his apartment.
I believe he was trying to give out his address on the air.
Yes, he tried.
That's the latest, not a group home.
No, not at all.
That's the latest from the email bag. Email us over the weekend. We love getting them. We love hearing the computer read them back. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com. And thanks to Verizon Unified Communications. For more information, 877-572-UNIFY.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Buzz, what's the lead story tonight on the news?
Today, the latest on the arrest of Robert Blake.
Ah, Robert Blake. Mm-hmm. The guilty Robert Blake. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
That's so out of context.
Well, I like it.
It has nothing to do with
makes
anything.
It funny.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
All right, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comment.
Hello.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
God created them because he was disappointed in monkeys.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, listen now. Next Thursday, you can win $1,000.
Wow.
And $1,000 travel certificate from Hotwire. Go visit your mom on Mother's Day. If you're looking for a better travel deal, log on to Hotwire. Deep discounts on flights, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Hotwire.com. I just read that. I'm not going to read that. It's time for Buzz with the news. But first, Buzz, joining us on the Newsmaker Hotline.
Yes.
Someone who was just featured on the email bag. Tom.
Tom, are you there?
Tom Gavin?
Thomas Aloysius Gavin. Are you there?
The one time I really want to go to him.
I mean, he calls every day.
Hold on, let me
13, 14 times.
Time. The phones are working. Tom?
Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
I just wanted him to back up his email that he sent us, but...
Sometimes the phone slides out of his hand.
Hello. Donna Mike, Tom?
No, it's Nick.
Nick, hi, Nick.
How you doing?
Okay.
I was wondering why you don't like to give it in the back door.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
that's
no.
A show. That's
no,
a whole show that's right really there. A four-hour show.
Yeah, call me at 11 o'clock on Monday.
Do you like to take it in the back door?
Yeah, I love to take it in the back door. I just hate to give it in the back door. Okay, bye-bye.
Suck it easy, Don.
Bye-bye.
I do.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon, and I will be seeing the Crap Blues Band this Saturday. Bring in some candy.
That wasn't Tom.
No, it's not Tom.
This is
Hello,
Scott
this is Scott Shannon.
This is Scott Shannon. Hey, the guy you said that was the sign guy caller during the April bit, that wasn't him. This is me.
This is who?
The what?
This is the sign guy, not the guy that called during 11 o'clock hour.
Oh.
Well, this is the sign guy.
That's the one that occurs to confusion. Bye now.
Well, I thought you had the website. Is he gone?
Yeah.
Is that the stalker fan that comes out to the
let
bowling
him,
alley in
he's
York?
Going to hang up, let him go.
Amen.
We're better all for it.
Absolutely.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
I personally hope the signs he brings out the next time are funnier than the last, because they were horrible.
I don't know. I have more Scott Shannon stuff for him.
The harsh critic.
Shannon in the morning.
Hi.
Scott Shannon.
How you doing?
I can't close my eyes.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Hello.
Professional radio pronosticator from New York City. JM Creative Productions and I go way, way back.
Is this the way you talk about
back.
The car?
Yeah. Of 1975.
Okay, you know, he borders.
I was a baby DJ working at WQXI Atlanta, now Star 94.
That's right.
Anyway, we needed a jingle package.
Anyway.
So we purchased Priority One, which was probably JM's first CHR package.
That's right.
I personally flew to Dallas for the session. John picking me up at the airport in his lovely 1971 Plymouth Duster. The thing was wheezing and bucking back and forth, but we made it, and the jingles were great. We had a lot of fun over the years working on great packages like the Flamethrower and Work Factor.
That's right.
Congratulations and happy 20th anniversary to JM Creative Productions. Wow.
This is Scott Shannon.
I personally flew to Dallas.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
I am a professional radio pronosticator in New York City.
When I was a baby DJ
in Atlanta
working at WQXI,
Scott Shannon.
This is Scott Shannon.
That thing was bumping and wheezing.
Look at the cleft in my chin. When I worked with Don, I didn't have it.
It's big enough to hold a weatherbed or a shotgun logo.
My head is 70% plastic.
Hey, Shannon. Hey, Super Shannon, if you're listening.
Michael Scott Shannon.
Super Shannon, if you're listening, I have two words, a name for you that maybe you remember.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Because really, this is a loving tribute to Scott Shannon.
We kid because we love.
The name?
Yes.
Stevie Prettyman.
All right.
That's the name.
Story behind that, I would imagine.
There is a story. You know the story.
I think I remember the story. Oh, see? I was confused. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
This
is Scott Shannon.
Yes, sorry.
This is Scott Shannon.
Right now.
You know what would really
they
help
are pretty.
Help you. Would be breast enhancement surgery.
Look at them now.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
That thing was bucking and wheezing.
Man, are they great now.
When?
Back in 1980.
I bought them.
Mm-hmm. I bought my first listener set of Busted Enhancements back in 1980.
I personally paid for those breasts.
No, she wasn't a listener, and that's alleged that he paid for.
Yeah, we don't know.
That he paid for.
It's always been a joke.
Stevie's breast job.
That's right.
That's alleged.
That's right.
I can squeeze him right now. I'll postpone our lunch engagement with him right now.
Yeah, you better. Because I'm pretty sure that lunch is out the window now.
Oh, hello, this is Scott Shen.
Hello.
It's a tribute, though.
It is. Hello.
Loving
right now.
Right now.
Personally, bucking and wheezing.
But we got the jingles made somehow.
Nashville Cat.
When I was a baby DJ...
Right now.
At WQXI in Atlanta...
I personally flew to Dallas.
Hello, this is Scott Shen.
Yeah.
Stop it. Do you think anybody besides the three of us thinks this is funny?
Listeners write to me, Scott. How do you get those jingles to be the best?
Facelifts. That's how. Tummy tucks. Facelifts. This is Michael Scott Shannon.
I personally have lifted the skin over my forehead.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
If you look under my neck right now, you'll find my belly button. I'm all screwed up.
I'm the male equivalent of Joan Rivers. Hey, it's Friday. Let's have our disco show.
Not a wrinkle to be found. Right now.
Shannon in the morning.
Hi. This is Scott Shannon.
Right now.
God damn.
Man, oh my.
You know what? Hold on. Let me give you another great Shannon story. I don't know if I've told this one on the air or not. This is back. Now, keep in mind, this is a disc jockey in New York, for those of you in the other markets who don't know. Who, as I said yesterday, I think, and I want to make this perfectly clear, really was one of my true mentors in radio.
Right.
But the guy now, he's doing hee-haw radio now, and it's hard not to goof on him. So,
hello, this is Scott Shen.
Not like he used to do.
Way back in 1980, when he was my program director, he loved going on the air.
Yes.
He loved going on the air. He would come on the air during my show.
Right.
Anytime a disc jockey was sick, he would take a shift.
Sure.
And as a matter of fact, he even had a Sunday night shift that he did himself.
That's what made him a good PD.
So, one Sunday night, he is playing a record. I remember the record. It was Hold Your Head Up by Argent.
Right.
And he went out to his car to get some cigarettes. He locked himself out of the radio station.
Oh, dear.
So, he runs across the street to the payphone, and I get a call, and he goes,
"Hey, Don, it's Super Shad."
I go, "Hey, what's up?"
"I've locked myself out of the radio station."
I turn on the radio, and all I hear is this.
Oh,
he goes,
"Come down here and let me in."
I lived about 10 minutes from the station. So I get in my car, I haul ass down to PGC, I open the door, he goes in. And he gets on the air, and he goes like this. He sits down in the studio, and he goes, starts going like this with the microphone.
WPG. Hello. Are we back on the air? This is WPGC-FM Morningside. We've had some technical problems. The air on and off the air for the few moments. I've got the problem under control now. Super Shad with you.
Were you falling on the floor when he was doing that?
That's brilliant.
I mean, I can't think of anything funnier.
I know you had a break. One more, okay?
All right.
So, I'm sick. One night, I'm sick.
Uh-huh.
And I know I've told this one before.
Right.
And he's on the air. He's doing my show. Now, we're playing records, and there, you know, it was a top 40 station.
Right.
So you record phone bits while the records are being played.
Uh-huh.
What Shannon doesn't know is that you got to put the microphone out of program when you take a phone call.
Yeah.
So, there's a record on the air. The record's playing right now. And here's all you hear. You just, while you're listening, you only hear Shannon's part of the conversation he's having with the listener on the telephone. Okay? Let's go up to the vocal. Hold on a second. This won't work with you. God damn, how long is the intro?
So long,
intro.
All
right, so this is what you hear.
Hey, PGC. No, he's not here tonight. This is Super Shad. Yeah. I'd love to play that for you. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, hey, what's your favorite radio station?
Right on.
Then the song continues for a second, and he still got the mic on.
Right.
And he turns to a guy and he goes, Demon. I can do this effing shift just as good as Geronimo can. It's on the air.
Did he say I can do this effing shift in my sleep?
Yeah, so I'm listening.
You're listening.
I call him up.
Right.
I go, hey, Super Shan. You got to take the microphone out of program because I just heard you on the air. He goes, what, son? I said, the phone that you're just recording, I heard it on the air. I heard your voice over the record. He said, no. I said, you said you could do the effing show. He said, oh, Jesus. So now it's time for the next. It's time for now it's time for the next record. And he gets on and he goes, WPGC, Super Sham for Don Geronimo. Well, apparently we're having some CB interference tonight. I just want to say everybody's calling about the interference. I want to let you know that I'm out here. 432-1580 at WPGC.
Then
he calls me up. We got a break?
Yeah, we got to. Crazy.
Okay, we got to. I'll tell you the rest after this.
All right. All right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, I'm sorry, we got like 3 minutes left.
That's okay.
Let me just finish with the thing about Shannon.
Shannon. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
So, he's on the air taking this phone call.
Right.
And he doesn't know that he's on the air. And then I call him up and I tell him, and then he gets on me and he says the thing about CB interference.
Right.
Then I'm working 6 to 10 at night. Then he calls me up at 10 o'clock and he says, hey man, I know you're sick, but you got to come down to the station. So I come down to the station, and what we're trying to do is break into the room where the master reels are. Now, this is back in the day when radio stations were required by law.
Keep a master tape.
To record everything that happened.
Right.
Shannon was convinced that someone would have heard him say the F word.
Right.
And, you know, back in 1980, I mean, you do that and you're fired.
Right, right.
So somehow somebody managed to get into the room take the master tape from that day.
And do a little edit.
Oh, no, the tape just disappeared.
Oh, the whole tape. Yeah,
the tape, was just gone. Tom?
Yes?
Tom, did you send us that email I read today?
Yes, I did.
Ah.
Very good, Tom.
All right, just want to make sure that was from you.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Hey, you know what?
What?
There's a thunderstorm watching until 12 o'clock tonight, guys.
Thank you, Tom. Hey, Tom, where are you going to be tomorrow?
I'm going to be at Sully's and Chantilly with Mike.
That's right, Chantilly.
Hey, Mike.
Hold on, Tom. Don's reading a plug.
This is music lover Don Geronimo reminding you to join Mike O'Mara and my favorite band, Crap, tomorrow night at Sully's in Chantilly, Virginia. I wouldn't be managing this band if I didn't personally want you to join me.
That's right. Now, that's the best part right there, the true part.
I wouldn't be managing this band if I didn't personally want you to join me there, friend.
See you tomorrow night, Don.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Hey, where's Charlie?
He's not here.
No, Mike already did that for the drunk girl.
That's right.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Yeah.
It says, Fall Street, Northern Virginia, City of Manassas, Northern Virginia. Okay.
Cities
of Manassas.
Oh, my
He's
God.
Very excited. Meteorologist Tom Gavin.
All right, listen, we really have to go. I am so sorry that you got to got a day without pay today. I
mean, call me in the office for the news.
A day off with pay. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Have a great weekend. You sorry, Buzz, it got away from me. Have a good weekend. Good day to you, sir.
Right back at you.
And Robbie?
How are you doing?
Yeah, see
y'all
Monday.
Toodaloo.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.